following is a presentation of the New Skin, BYU Sports Network. BYU Cougars basketball is on the air.
Jumping outside three and knock it down! Yegor for three!
This is Cougar Pregame Live, brought to you by Mountain America Credit Union. Mountain America, guiding members forward for more than 80 years. To get you ready for BYU versus Ole Miss, here's your host, Ben Bagley.
Happy Thanksgiving, BYU basketball fans, and welcome into Cougar Pregame Live presented by Mountain America, the official credit union of BYU Athletics. Today, it's a Turkey Day matinee as your BYU Cougars take on the 23rd-ranked Ole Miss Rebels in San Diego at the Rady Children's Invitational. The Cougars are coming off of an impressive 87-43 showing over Mississippi Valley last Saturday in Provo. In that game, Fusini Traore's double-double led the Cougars in points with 15 and rebounds with 11. Cannon Catchings chipped in for 14 for BYU. The Cougars currently sit one spot outside the AP Top 25 and have a great chance this weekend to jump into those rankings at the tournament this weekend. They face 23rd-ranked Ole Miss today. And as of right now, looks like they'd be facing Purdue tomorrow, as Purdue has a 50-40 lead with 11:46 left in the second half in the game just before the BYU-Ole Miss game. Speaking of the Rebels, Ole Miss comes into today's game, like the Cougars, having an unblemished 5-0 record with their last victory, a 100-68 blowout of Oral Roberts. The Rebs are led in scoring by guard Sean Padula, who's averaging 14.4 points per game and is shooting threes at a clip of just under 40%, so the Cougars are going to have to watch him from beyond the arc. More on Ole Miss coming up when we talk to Mark Durant, but first, Dallin Hall made his season debut with 10 points in the win over Mississippi Valley State. I sat down with him for today's pregame conversation, and it being Thanksgiving, I began by asking Dallin later tonight when the team sits down for their Thanksgiving meal, what's the first dish he's diving into?
I'm not a huge turkey guy, so that's kind of counter tradition. But I do love like some ham with those sweet potatoes, like with the marshmallows on top. Those are nice.
Sweet potatoes, are they a dish or a dessert?
That's a good question. But since there was no like rules here, I'm going to say dish.
Hey, I was going to say pumpkin pie is an acceptable answer to be the first thing you go for. I don't judge that way. So. Hey, let's talk about your season debut the other night. What was it like to finally get out on the court with your teammates in a game?
Man, that was a great feeling. Super happy to be back out there. Happy for my friend Trey Stewart. Our injuries kind of happened the same time, so we kind of clawed back at it together, and he was an incredible, you know, force for motivation for me and helped me stay positive. And then I just had a lot of gratitude in my heart for all the people who helped me get back, like Wiz and Coach Brady and Rob. And so those are some guys that do a lot of work behind the scenes that don't get a lot of credit. So just wanted to shout them out for all that they did to help me during that month and a half process.
What's that process like as a player? I mean, you want to come out, you want to compete. You don't become a basketball player to practice. You become a basketball player to play in games. You're not able to play. You're watching your teammates work. You're watching them kind of gain this chemistry in games on the floor. And all you can do is cheer on, coach, and support from the bench.
Yeah, no, it's extremely hard. I think, you know, rehabbing with an injury and just an injury in general is one of the hardest things in sports. And it tests you mentally every time. But yeah, I just tried to stay present and control the things that I can control. So my objective the whole time was just to get healthy and in the process, make sure that guys were hearing my voice a lot so that when I did step back onto the floor, it wasn't something new. And yeah, just tried to help where I could, but it was a frustrating process being on that bike, the Eco bike, not a huge fan of the Eco bike now. Watching those guys work every single day and get after it. And we have a special team with special coaches. And so I was excited to get back on the floor, but just tried to stay in the present the whole time.
You said something interesting there. You're coming in as one of these, you're expected to be a team leader this season, with a lot of new bodies, a lot of new people, a lot of talent on this team. But you're a guy who's been here for a while and established your ability to be a leader. Is it hard to be that leader when you're not playing? I mean, you mentioned you wanted them to hear your voice so it wasn't something new when you came back. How do you do that?
Yeah, it definitely challenges you when you're out of the normal swing of things. But my coaches challenged me to make sure that I was, using my voice as much as possible, getting in huddles, talking to guys separately before, after practice. And luckily, we got a great group of guys that respond well to that. So that was just what I was trying to do. It also helped me stay really engaged and present so that when the time did come that I could get back on the floor, everything kind of fit together and I was ready to jump in.
You get back on the floor and you get 10 points, 3 of 7 shooting. Probably not a night that you're that happy with for 3 for 10, but you're out on the floor and you're not expected to succeed right away. So going into this Ole Miss game and the second game of this tournament and other things that are coming down the pipe for you, what are you looking to improve on the floor?
Yeah, there's a few things. I think just my mentality of getting downhill, getting to the paint so that I can create for my teammates. All those shots were three-pointers, which I'm happy with. A lot of them were catch and shoots, which is a big emphasis for us. But yeah, I think just getting more comfortable out there, trusting my body, and getting downhill to create for my teammates and for myself, I think will help a lot. And then defensively, like taking on the challenge, this Ole Miss game, it's a big game. They got a lot of really good players, and so being excited about the opportunity to get out there and guard and really work on that end is something I'm excited about.
Let's end on the Ole Miss game. You guys get a chance, Ole Miss coming into the game, ranked 23rd in the nation, an opportunity for you guys to possibly vault yourselves into the rankings. But what are you seeing from this Rebels team?
Yeah, they're a really talented team. Really athletic, play really hard, veteran team as well. They brought in a lot of old transfers, seem to be well coached. And so they're going to do a lot of switching. They're going to do a lot of things to try and speed us up and turn us over. And so that's kind of what we're seeing in them so far and watching the tape. But we're excited for the test, the opportunity. That's what we see it as to. Show where how far we've come already, and we know we have more to go after, but we have big goals for this team, and this is kind of the first step in that, and so we're excited.
Down, thanks so much again. Happy Thanksgiving. And don't sell short ham or turkey on Thanksgiving rolls, because that's probably the best thing out there.
I can't lie, yeah, I forgot to incorporate Mama Hall's famous rolls, one of my favorite dishes on Thanksgiving.
There you go, Mama Hall. We love Mama's recipes, Mama's rolls are always the best. Thanks, Down.
Appreciate you.
Hopefully everybody out there is enjoying their own mama's rolls today on a Thanksgiving day and enjoying the things that they are thankful for. Coming up next, we'll head back to San Diego for our courtside conversation with Mark Durant. Cougar Pregame Live continues in a moment on the new skin BYU Sports Network.
Here's Ben Bagley with more Mountain America Cougar Pregame Live on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
Welcome back, and again, happy Thanksgiving. To welcome back to Cougar Pregame Live, presented by Mountain America, the official credit union of BYU Athletics. It's time for our courtside conversation with Mark Durant. So let's go down to San Diego at the Lion Tree Arena on the campus of UC San Diego and bring in Mark Durant. Mark, happy Thanksgiving.
Ben, I've got something very important to tell you, and that is that I am thankful for you.
I am thankful for every time you and I get to chat on one of these pregames because I always learn something and I always leave with a smile on my face.
Well, thank you, and I always like talking to you anytime, but I especially like it during these MTEs where I get to go to somewhere nice and warm while you're kind of shivering up there.
Yes, it's actually warmer than you would think, but still not warm. It's not San Diego warm, so you win on that. Hey, let's talk about, we just heard from Dallin Hall in the pregame interview. He has his debut the other night. Not the best shooting night for Dallin, but he did get 10 points. How do you see Dallin kind of working his way into the rotation for this BYU team? Because he is such an integral part of this team last year.
Well, it is a challenge because he's such a good player. I mean, if you're kind of a secondary player, you can find your way. But he kind of demands a lot of attention, a lot of the spotlight. So you've kind of gotten used to playing without him. But it's a good problem to have. I mean, it's so nice to see him back. He seemed to fit in flawlessly in that game the other night. And I think we kind of forgot how important he is because the level of competition wasn't extremely high in the first five games. But I think in these types of games, you see how important Dallin will be. And it'll be interesting to see the development of both he and Yegor together and separately on the floor. But it's just so nice if you do need to rest one of them to have another one. I mean, you're talking about two of the top point guards in the country on the same team, and that's just huge. That'll really help. And you know, KBK looks like he's back. He'll start tonight and this afternoon, and he's another guy. I mean, you kind of forget how important he is in these first five games. But when you kind of go up against the Purdues and the Ole Misses and North Carolina States, you know you have to have that kind of body and that physicality and presence on the floor. And so it's good to see Kaba back. And everybody seems to be getting healthier, and so you just want to keep it that way.
Well, you talk about bodies and bigs. Foose is resurgent. I mean, it started the season a little slow, but the last three games, he scored 15 and 29 in the last two games and has 32 rebounds in the last three. He's really kind of come up big in the last three games.
Well, Foose, over the years, has dealt with various injuries. He seems to be healthy and looks very fit and is really jumping like I'm used to seeing him. And you combine the ability to get off the floor with those long arms. I mean, his arms are obscenely long. And you know, rebounding to me is equal parts just wanting the basketball and then equal parts having a natural ability to do it and just knowing where the ball is going to be. And he's got such a great center of gravity that he can create space and go up and get it. So he's creating multiple second chance opportunities. It's not like BYU runs a lot to him. They have at times because he's so dominant on the post, but he gets a lot of his points just earning them himself off the offensive boards and putback. And so that's going to be a real asset to you in any game if you've got a guy getting, you know, 6 to 10 points off of offensive boards and putbacks. That's just huge. And Foose has looks as good offensively as I've ever seen him. And we're talking about a guy that leads BYU history books in field goal percentage, and he looks better than he ever has. So that's a pretty dominant force at the five spot with Kaba and Foose together, and they'll need it. I mean, this is a real step up here. I'm watching some of these Purdue guys, and they have a long history of great big men too. And it's gonna be a real challenge for Foose and Kaba.
Yeah, these MTEs are fantastic because they've been nice resume games. Number 13 Purdue's up 55-44 midway through the second half, the game before BYU and Ole Miss. So it looks like if things hold out, BYU with a win tonight faces Purdue, so back-to-back top 25 teams, and the Cougars have had five games to this point to kind of get the chemistry, get rotations, get things feeling like it's a cohesive group. In your opinion, Mark, is this team ready for a back-to-back top 25 resume-building event like this?
I'm not 100% sure, which is why I'm excited about this tournament, because then I'll know, you know, where this team really is at. You're not going to be able to hide your weaknesses in these games. And you know, they'll have these two games and then early next week play Providence at Providence. And, you know, if they could come away with three wins, I would just be over the moon, goo goo gaga, crazy happy. I mean, that would be a sign that it's going to be quite a year. But, you know, if two wins I'd be thrilled with. I think they have to get at least one, and I think they'll do that. But you know, it's going to be a challenge. And as much as you think you're ready to play, I mean, I'm not talking about guys like Dallin and Richie and Foose. I mean, they've been around the block, but you know, guys like Yegor and Cannon and some of these younger guys. You think you're ready, but you've never really faced this level of competition, and it's on TV and it's away from your home, so I'm interested to see how those guys perform. But, yeah, I mean, we're certainly going to have a lot more answers about this team in a week from now than we have right now, but that's the fun part of it.
Yeah, I'm interested in Yegor because, like, he surprised me about how cool and calm he is out on the floor at all times, and nothing has seemed to faze him. I know he played professional overseas, and he's got that experience, so I'm wondering how that translates going in to a game against the top 25 in Ole Miss today to see if he's still going to remain unfazed by what's going on around him.
I'm going to assume he is. I mean, it just seems like that type of player. And the kids now, I will say, are much more prepared for this type of game, even as freshmen, than back when I played, because they do have – I mean, he's traveled the world, played against really good players, plays with a lot of poise. But it's going to be a challenge. I mean, this is a step up in level of competition. I think his poise will be there, but we'll just have to see how he's able to perform against such good players.
What are you looking at? What are you looking for from this BYU team early in this game?
Well, Ole Miss is a team that is going to turn you over, and they're going to take care of the basketball. And that's part of what I'm talking about, is how are guys going to react to this kind of higher pressure, higher opponent situation. And you can get really shaky early in these types of games. And so I'm looking for BYU to handle the pressure, not turn it over, not make dumb mistakes, and kind of get in the flow of the game. I think once they get to the flow of the game, they're going to be fine. But, you know, it can get away from you very quickly if you're not ready to go and not used to this kind of pressure and situation. And it can get the best of you. So it'll be a challenge for this team.
And now maybe the most important question of this interview, Mark, is later tonight when you and Greg Rebell sit down for Thanksgiving dinner, who gets the turkey leg?
Greg always gets what Greg wants. I learned that in the first year doing this. And that's why our relationship is so good, because I let him have what he wants, and then he's happy. It's like, keep your wife happy, keep Greg happy. That's the key to a successful relationship.
There you go, Mark, and it's been a fantastic relationship. Look forward to hearing you and Greg on the call and coming up here in a little over a half hour from now.
And one last thing, Ben, you're talking about mom's rolls, and I miss my mom's rolls so much. So if you've got a mom making you rolls right now, I'm getting choked up talking about it. Give her a hug, because those rolls aren't always going to be around.
Mama's rolls are always special. They taste better. They got a little something we call love.
Man, I'd give anything to have one of those.
Oh, thanks, Mark, and happy Thanksgiving.
You too.
All right, go to BigOTires.com and make an appointment for one of the 50 locally owned and operated Utah locations. Big O Tires, the team you trust. After a quick timeout, we'll look at some other scores in college basketball, also the NFL. You're listening to Cougar Pregame Live on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
With more Mountain America Cougar Pregame Live, here's Ben Bagley.
And welcome back to Cougar Pregame Live, presented by Mountain America, the official credit union of BYU Athletics. We're getting you ready for the BYU Cougars and the 23rd-ranked Ole Miss Rebels on a Thanksgiving Day matinee, and I hope everybody out there in Cougar Nation is enjoying, or has enjoyed, or is about to enjoy a fantastic Thanksgiving meal as we get ready for some BYU basketball. And take a moment today just to sit back and think about the things you're thankful for, whether they're mama's rolls or whatever they might be. I'm grateful for the opportunity to be able to be on the air today and talk to Cougar Nation as BYU gets ready to play Ole Miss. Right now in the second half, 4.5 minutes left, 13th-ranked Purdue is up 62-51 on NC State. That's been kind of a 10-point lead for Purdue, give or take a few of this for the entirety of the second half. BYU, Ole Miss, the winner of that game will play the winner of this game tomorrow. You'll hear that game right here on the new skin, BYU Sports Network. Later tonight at the Cancun Challenge in Cancun, the BYU women's team will face Rice, 4-2 Rice coming into the game. BYU, the women's team, 5-1 in that game. You also hear that game here on the new skin, BYU Sports Network. Checking some men's college basketball scores in the top 25 today. Number 3, Gonzaga beats 14th, actually up on 14th-ranked Indiana that game with 3 minutes left in the second half. 87-66, the Zags. Nice 20-point lead on Indiana in that game. 19th-ranked Arkansas trails Illinois early. That game, 6.5 minutes left in the first half, and Illinois with a 28-18 lead on the Razorbacks. In the NFL, because it is Thanksgiving, so you get the traditional Thanksgiving Day triple header, the first game of the triple header. The Detroit Lions hold on for a 23-20 victory over the Bears. The Bears made it interesting in the second half, especially in the fourth quarter, scoring 13 points in the fourth quarter to bring it close. But the Lions hold on for the lead, moving the Lions to an 11-1. Maybe it's time to sit back and be thankful that you get to see the Lions be successful on Thanksgiving Day, because that's something, if you've been around for a while, you haven't seen much of. In the first quarter, 7 minutes left in the first quarter, the Cowboys have a 3-0 lead on the Giants. The Giants have the ball and driving at midfield later tonight. You get the Dolphins and the Packers. It's going to wrap things up here for Cougar Pregame Live. We're going to send you out to San Diego here in just a moment to the Lion Tree Arena for the Cougar Pregame Coaches Show with Greg Rebell. You're listening to BYU Basketball on the new skin BYU Sports Network.
This is the Zions Bank Cougar Pregame Coaches Show on the new skin, BYU Sports Network. Zions Bank, for all your personal and business banking needs, Zions Bank is for you. Let's take you courtside and join the voice of the Cougars, Greg Rebell.
Good afternoon, Cougar basketball fans. Happy Thanksgiving and welcome courtside inside Lion Tree Arena on the campus of UC San Diego, the home of the Tritons. This week, home to the Rady Children's Invitational, this relatively new multi-team event, one of the best ones on the holiday week slate for sure. It features two teams ranked in the AP Top 25, Purdue and Ole Miss. A BYU team sitting just outside the AP poll, 26th this week. And then NC State's also here. NC State and Purdue, they're playing right now. They met in the 2022 Final Four. Along with the Boilers, and so, wow, great field here for this two-day event, and we're so glad you're with us. My name is Greg Rebell. I'll have your play-by-play today, joined, as always, by my 28th-season broadcast partner and former BYU hoopster, Mr. Mark Durant. And, Mark, after defeating five lesser-regarded opponents to open the season, the competition for BYU levels up in a big way this weekend. We get to see just how good this 5-0 BYU team really is.
Yeah, with all due respect to those five teams, and I say all due respect, Greg, but it was a kind of almost a practice games for BYU. Now, some of them acquitted themselves nicely, gave BYU a bit of a challenge, but nothing like we're going to see here today. And in my 50 years or so watching basketball, I kind of discovered there's three different types of players. One player who's really good in practice, and the one player that's pretty good playing in front of a home fans against mediocre talent. And then there's those special players that step up their game in the most pressure situations, the most lights on them, the TV, against great competition. Those are the special players, and that's what I'm looking forward to seeing from this BYU team. I think Dallin and Richie and Foose are those kind of players. Is Yegor one of those guys? Is Cannon one of those guys? And is Kaba? And that's what I'm excited. I'm excited to see how this team will perform against some of the best teams in the country.
And they are some of the best teams. Mentioned the four-team field, and as Ricky Bobby also said, if you ain't first, you're last. And so we'll see which team does finish first of the four here over these 2 days.
That don't make no sense. I mean, you can be second, third, fourth. Heck, you could even be fifth.
Mark doesn't know what to do with his hands right now, but we're going to take a break. My pregame conversation with BYU head coach Kevin Young coming up next as the Zions Bank Cougar Pregame Coaches Show continues on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
Time to hear from BYU head coach Kevin Young as we return to the Zions Bank Cougar Pregame Coaches Show. Here's Greg Rebell.
All right, the BYU and Ole Miss, number 23 Ole Miss, tipping it just after the bottom of the hour. Might be a little later than the previously scheduled tip because the game in front of us may be going a little bit long. The game in front of us is Purdue and NC State. Purdue a 71-59 lead, so a 12-point cushion for the 13th-ranked Boilermakers with 118 to go in this game. So NC State's another shot or two from prolonging this one. As it stands, Purdue leads by a dozen. And once this game wraps up, we'll start the warm-up for BYU and Ole Miss and get this one underway. All right, BYU, the leading vote-getter, by the way, outside the top 25, is noted. They're 26th coming into the week. Two wins this weekend. would certainly get the Cougars ranked next week. Time now for my pregame conversation with BYU head coach Kevin Young, presented by Zions Bank. For 150 years, Zions Bank has been serving the communities where you live, work, and play. For financial experience you can count on for the next 150 years, Zions Bank is for you. This afternoon, I asked Coach Young about how he thinks his new look and young BYU group matches up with one of the most experienced teams in all of college basketball.
Yeah, good ball club. You know, they got, you know, there's a lot made of their, I think, 7,000 point scores, you know, rightfully so. They got an experienced group. They all know how to put it in the hole. It'll be a good test for us.
What matchups are maybe most vital today, do you think?
I think this is a tough team to just lock in on one guy. I mean, they got a lot of guys that can score, as we said. You know, Padula is a guy who can really get hot. You know, at the South Alabama game, he was really, you know, I think he had 6 threes. So he's a guy we're trying to key in on, particularly when we go zone. But they got a lot of really good players. I think Brakefield's a guy who comes in off the bench, who's arguably their most talented player.
You know, Duke transfer.
Yeah. He's a high level player. So, you know, give their staff credit for putting together an experienced team. And you know, we'll have a good test, I think, across the board.
One of their most important players missed their last game, and he could play today in Dre Davis. You had a really good player miss your last game in Keba Keita. How is he doing, and is he ready to go today?
Yeah, you know, he's, you know, always looking for the silver lining. You know, so when he got hurt, we had a lot of time to bring him back before this one. So I still don't think he's fully at 100%, but we feel like he's good enough to get out there and play. Kind of checked the boxes last night at our practice to kind of just see how he looks. So looking forward to having his energy out there.
Good enough to start him today?
Yeah.
So that'll be the first group with both Keba and Dallin in at the same time, right? So it's a new starting five for you that way. How did Dallin look for you, and how did he recover from that first game back?
He looked good, but I mean, to your point, yeah. I mean, it's still early in the season. You know, we're learning a lot about our group and chemistry and who's playing well with who. So, yeah, you know, to throw out a kind of a new starting lineup in a you know, our toughest opponent to date is a challenge for sure. But you know, we got veteran guys in our own right as well, and so you know, Dallin's a steadying force for us. So he'll be good out there with whoever he plays with. But for me, it just gives us another, you know, strong leader, you know, driving kick guy that understands what we're trying to do out there.
How important a two-game stretch, you could even add the three-game if you want to, you know, prolong it a little bit in terms of the development of this team, this BYU team?
I think it's wildly important. You know, I mean, for me, just sort of sitting back watching some of the other, you know, high-level games across the country, it's been fun to watch, and just it's gotten me excited to go out and play against, you know, a power conference type of competition. And I wish the game was tipping off right this second. We're ready to go.
It's a packed house out there. Good building.
Yeah, and obviously our fans will travel well. You know, it's a beautiful day here in San Diego. So just excited.
Coach, thanks and good luck, and we'll talk to you postgame.
Thank you.
That is BYU head coach Kevin Young. Time now for today's Keys to the Game, brought to you by your local Ford stores. BYU basketball, built Ford proud. Mark Durant, what are your keys for the Cougs here in San Diego?
Well, Ole Miss is at the top of the country in turnover margin, so I think BYU doesn't, not that they have to have a certain number, but they need to be within three turnovers of Ole Miss. And then, secondly, they need to make at least as many threes as Ole Miss. Ole Miss got a lot of three-point shooters, and the only way you're going to be in a game is to kind of match the production from the three-point line.
Those are Mark Durant's keys to the game. The first game today has just come to a close. 13th-ranked Purdue will play in tomorrow's Rady Children's Invitational Championship game. Purdue 71, NC State 61. Winners and losers meet tomorrow. So Purdue awaits the winner of BYU and Ole Miss. NC State will play the loser of our game here this afternoon between the Cougars and the Rebels. Break time. And this reminder to go to BigOTires.com and make an appointment at one of 50 locally owned and operated Utah locations. Big O Tires, the team you trust. The Hyundai Cougar Tip-Off Show coming up next, live from Lion Tree Arena in San Diego, California, on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
This is the Cougar Tip-Off Show, brought to you by Hyundai. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. The Cougar Tip-Off Show is also brought to you by the BYU Creamery, the classic BYU tradition. Have a scoop today. Also brought to you by Siegfried and Jensen, helping Utah families for over 30 years. Let's head live to the Utah Eye Center's courtside seats. Alongside Mark Durant, here's the voice of the Cougars, Greg Wrubell.
Good afternoon once again, Cougar Nation. We hope you're having a wonderful Thanksgiving Day. We are grateful that you're joining us courtside at Lion Tree Arena on the UC San Diego campus. This is a 4,000-seat venue technically in La Jolla, adjacent to the Torrey Pines Golf Course. In fact, our hotel is right on the course. Mark Durant was looking longingly out at the 18th fairway today.
I almost did not show up, to be honest with you. I was almost MIA today.
Gorgeous venue here on a very pleasant weather week here in Southern California. It was a marine layer day yesterday and into today, but the sun came out. What a beautiful day. When is it not beautiful in San Diego? All right, this is opening day of play at the Rady Children's Invitational, four-team, two-day event. Winners meet in tomorrow's championship game, BYU and Ole Miss here in the second game of two a short time ago. Purdue, number 13 Purdue, took care of NC State 71-61. That is your final. So tomorrow, the losers will play at 1:30 Mountain Time. The winners will meet at 4 p.m. Mountain Time. This is the Hyundai Cougar Tip-Off Show brought to you by Hyundai. There's joy in every journey. Greg Wrubell, Mark Durant with you for play-by-play and commentary. Studio host is Ben Bagley. Coordinating producer, Terry South. Control board operators and editors, James Finlayson and Kaylee Radford. Our BYU radio engineer is the ever-vigilant Barry Squires. Mark, what has impressed you most about this BYU team through five games? And where does Kevin Young's first team have the most room for improvement as the Cougs kind of work their way through this tough three-game stretch? So today, Purdue, NC State, tomorrow, Providence, early next week. Then you get back into the wrap-up for Big 12 play, which is now only a few short weeks away.
Yeah, I think clearly the offense is ahead of the defense right now. I love the way BYU shares the basketball. It starts with Yegor, but this team, it really shares it, looking for the open guy, very unselfish. I like that. I like the poise that they've shown. I like the inside presence. Both Foose and Kaba have been very good. They block shots. I guess the biggest concern I have is defensively, especially guarding the three-point line. They have not been good at that. This is a good three-point shooting Ole Miss team. They'll need to get a lot better and get defending on the catch, get a hand in the face, or it could be a tough night for BYU. But you know, that's something that can be improved on. They're figuring out this defense. I generally like pretty much everything about this team so far, but this is the type of game, Greg, that honestly can expose where you are deficient. They haven't had that game yet, and this may be the first cracks we see in this team, but that'll be good. And you can only fix the things that are bad if you see them.
Coming up next, we'll hear from the other locker room, Ole Miss head coach Chris Beard. We'll hear from him as we go to break. We'll tell you that BYU basketball is presented by the BYU Store, official outfitter of BYU fans everywhere. The Hyundai Cougar Tip-Off Show continues right after this on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
This is the Hyundai Cougar Tip-Off Show. Let's head back courtside and rejoin Greg Wrubell.
This is the Hyundai Cougar Tip-Off Show. See your Utah Hyundai dealers, proud partner of BYU Athletics. This afternoon, 5-0 BYU taking on 5-0 Ole Miss at the Rady Children's Invitational here at UC San Diego. This two-day tournament sponsored by and benefiting Rady Children's Hospital, one of the top children's hospitals in the U.S. Ole Miss won 20 games last season, but did not play in the postseason. The expectation under second-year head coach Chris Beard is to get to the NCAA tournament. Beard has already led three teams to the big dance. He got there with Little Rock, Texas Tech, and Texas. Coach Beard, here in San Diego, took a few minutes with me outside the Ole Miss locker room, and we talked about the challenge facing his team. It's an experienced team taking on a BYU squad led by a productive mix of upperclassmen and freshmen. Again, two 5-0 teams. We get to see how good both these teams really are here today. Here's Coach Beard.
Yeah, no doubt about it. We got a lot of respect for BYU's program. Obviously an NCAA tournament team last year. Great new coaching hire. In all their games we prepared for, a lot of respect for their team. Looks like they're going to have a real great season in the Big 12.
You say new coaching hire, and there's a lot of novelty with this BYU team, a couple of really good freshmen. Comparatively, you really lean on those seniors right now, don't you?
Yeah, no doubt about it. We, like all teams, I think there's a relationship in college basketball right now between experience and winning. So one of our objectives in putting our teams together is make sure we have enough experience. There's also an undeniable talent in winning. So BYU has some young guys, but some special guys.
It's always good to be in the portal, but when you can bring back guys who've been with you or been with the program, it means a lot, doesn't it?
No doubt about it, and that's one of the parts of our DNA. You know, we return five players from our season last year. Three of them were kind of full-time rotation guys, so very similar to BYU with the roster makeup. Both teams have some new players, and both teams are really relying on returners.
Where do you expect to be challenged the most by BYU today?
Yeah, I think in a couple ways. Obviously, offensively, they can play in different ways, playing through the post, playing on the break, and really good in the pick-and-roll game. And I think with our defense, we're going to have to really focus on all three areas. And obviously, you guys have a special point guard. And I would say your point guard that played last year is a special player, too. So I know the young freshman's getting a lot of attention, but your returning point guard has our attention as well.
Do you see it as well-warranted attention for Yegor Damian, the Russian?
Yeah, special player. Our staff has some experience with him. We have an international recruiter on our staff that's been watching your point guard for a long time. So special player. Looks like he's going to be a great addition to BYU this year.
BYU missed Kay Bakeda last game. They expect to have him back today. You missed Dre Davis last game, but you're hopeful to have him back today.
Yeah, we hope so. Dre had a good week of practice. We'll kind of see how he feels during the warm-ups. It's a marathon, not a sprint, so we make a lot of those decisions early season for long-term health. But I hope both players play in the game today.
Finally, Coach, some of these MTEs have been around maybe a little longer, maybe more established. But, man, this event, this field, what do you think?
Yeah, ask me after two games, you know. But no, San Diego's a great city. These promoters did a great job. My three daughters were able to go to the San Diego Zoo, so another gift that basketball gives us.
There you go.
But four really good teams in this tournament. You know, in these tournaments, you root for your opponents throughout the year, so it'll be pretty special if you look up in March and maybe all four of us are in the tournament.
Coach Beard, thanks so much for your time.
You're welcome. Happy Thanksgiving.
And to you.
Yeah, wouldn't that be something if all four of these teams here in San Diego end up playing in the NCAA tournament? Wouldn't be a crazy proposition at all. BYU fans make a fast break to the new Doug Smith Kia in Linden for a huge selection of new and used cars like the all-electric EV6 or the 8-passenger Telluride. Doug Smith next to Home Depot in Linden. BYU today will be in the Road Blacks, by the way, with Royal numerals and white lettering. So black and royal for BYU, white with red and blue for Ole Miss. Those are your uniforms combos on this day. The Cougar Tip-Off Show continues after this, live from Lion Tree Arena in San Diego, California, on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
Welcome back to the Hyundai Cougar Tip-Off Show. Let's rejoin Greg Wrubell.
The Hyundai Cougar Tip-Off Show continues. Greg Wrubell, Mark Durant with you from Lion Tree Arena in San Diego ahead of the second game of the day at the Rady Children's Invitational. Earlier, it was number 13 Purdue taking care of NC State 71-61. NC State actually outshot Purdue by a small margin. Neither team shot the three really well. Purdue made five, and NC State made four. But, Mark, Purdue's size and rebounding was a key factor in this game.
Yeah, they got to the free throw line a little bit. So if BYU does end up playing Purdue, they're going to have to really crash the boards because, to me, that was the difference in that game.
Yeah, Purdue was plus 10 in rebounding and plus 11 in free throw attempts. All right, so Purdue awaits the winner of BYU and Ole Miss. NC State will take the loser from today's second game. Coming up, it is BYU and number 23 Ole Miss. Rebels head coach Chris Beard is yet to lose a non-conference game with Ole Miss. BYU, meantime, is on an 18-game November win streak. This, of course, being the final weekend of November. BYU head coach Kevin Young coming from the NBA. Coach Beard saying what a great new hire that BYU made. Mark, maybe it's no surprise that BYU's playing a bit like an NBA team right now. Very highly ranked on offense, not as highly ranked on defense, and scoring better than 90 points a game right now.
Yeah, I mean, you got to coach what you know, and that's what he knows, and I think it's a good way to go. I mean, college basketball, to me, has been going towards the NBA style for a long time, shooting a lot of threes. I would like to see a little bit better defense than we see from some of the professional players effort-wise, but, with Richie Saunders on your team, you're not going to be accused of not playing very hard, and so he's the kind of guy that can motivate guys and get people playing hard. You got good senior leadership to strengthen this defense a little bit, which has been the only weak spot. But offensively, it looks pretty good. It looks like it looks like, you know, the Suns doing their thing out there, passing the ball, shooting the ball well, and it's been fun to watch so far.
Well, this is our third San Diego venue. Of course, we've called many games at Viejas Arena, San Diego State, in our, you know, two leagues ago. Then in the last league we were in, we were at Jenny Craig Pavilion at the University of San Diego a number of times. And here we are in our third San Diego College campus here at UC San Diego. And, you know, just another beautiful San Diego campus for us to come to. And a really cool venue, too. They filled it up for that first game. I mean, it was packed for NC State and Purdue. And I expect a similar crowd here for the second game. I like the venue. It's very it's spacious. It's only 4,000 seats, but it'll pack up. Great field to keep the crowd involved.
Yeah, I like the smaller venues for these MTs. It just feels more intimate. And you get to see everybody up close, and it's really cool. And I think California, say what you want about California, but their college campuses are the most beautiful places in the world. They all seem to overlook the ocean, and it's beautiful, and palm trees, it's something.
BYU and Ole Miss getting set to play, and our final segment of the Hyundai Cougar Tip-Off Show will come up after this break on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
The Hyundai Cougar Tip-Off Show rolls on. Here's Greg Wrubell.
BYU and number 23 Ole Miss getting set to play. Only the second time they've met all time. First time was in the first four in Dayton back in 2015. BYU could not have played a much better first half. Then they had to play the second 20 minutes.
I think the second half, though, that Ole Miss set a record for the most alley-oop dunks. I still have trauma from watching that.
I felt like Ole Miss dunked every second half field goal.
Every field goal was a dunk.
My gosh. Chase Fisher was so good. Oh, my. Who, what? TJ Haas, or Tyler Haas, Chase Fisher. BYU made just a boatload of threes in the first half, and then not nearly enough in the second half. And Ole Miss came back from down 17, and, yeah, it was a high-flying clinic after halftime. High-scoring game. I think 94-90 was the final score in that game in Dayton. BYU looked like it was headed to the round of 64, and Ole Miss had other ideas and did come back to win that one. That's the last time, the only time they've met all time. All right, free throws for BYU. Through three, four games, kind of felt like, well, certainly through three games. Fourth game got a little better, and then the fifth game got a little better. Last game BYU played, Mark, the Cougs made 74% of their free throws against Mississippi Valley State. So trending in the right direction, and again, maybe the sample size was much too small early to draw too many conclusions about where this team will be from the free throw line, but certainly some good signs recently.
Well, I refuse to believe that Dallin Hall, Yegor, Cannon are 50% free throw shooters, and Richie's 44%. And so, I mean, I can't even wrap my mind around that. So we're looking at I think those guys are all at least in the 70s, maybe 80s. So I think that number will go up. It is starting to go up. It is harder to shoot free throws early on. It's a different shot. You're shooting it in a game. I think BYU's getting better at it. Hopefully they'll need it.
Question coming into this week was, would Kaba Keita be available? It was two games ago that Kaba went down late in the it was the Idaho game. He went down late in the Idaho game, a game that BYU was kind of running away at the moment, and Kaba went down with what turned out to be a pretty good ankle sprain. And the thought was, well, he's got, you know, a couple weeks, almost 2 weeks to get ready for San Diego. It looks like that's exactly what happened. I think it ended up being more on the moderate than the severe sprain, and Kaba's even said he's got some chronic ankle things that have been problematic with that ankle. So good news is they've cleared him, and Coach Kevin Young's going to give Kaba the start today against Ole Miss.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know a lot about that. I had ankle injuries, and once you have them, they tape you up real good. You have the braces, and then you tweak it, and it feels like you really hurt it really badly, but it's usually not as bad as that initial one, and hopefully that's what happened for Kaba, because they need him. I mean, and you talk about the games where they really need Kaba. It's these games. You need to put a physical force on the floor to counter what other teams are going to bring, and he is that guy. I mean, he's amazing.
So Kaba gets back today. Dallin Hall got back last game. He missed the first four games, and I didn't see him play against Mississippi Valley State. You got to see him in person. I was calling football down in Tempe last Saturday. So what did you make of Dallin Hall in his first game back?
I thought he looked great, Greg. He looked very healthy, for one, and looked seamless in coming in and playing with Yegor and playing his role. And hit his first shot without any problem, and he looked really good. And it'll continue to be an interesting dynamic seeing those two play together and play separately and how that'll all work out. But so far, I mean, that I think it was important for them to do that in that game because now they're going to have to utilize both their talents. I mean, you got to put them both out there because they're that good, and they need to find a way to play together. And I think those are the two types of guys that can play together.
You bring up a good point. You know, Chris Beard in our pregame conversation says, I really like your point. Well, he goes, I like both your point guards, and they play together. So, you know, Kevin Young has them both on the floor at the same time. What a unique opportunity to play two essentially starting point guards with one of them being 6'9".
How nice would that be to play with those guys? Because, you know, as good as they are, they're always looking to pass first, and they're both great passers. So, I mean, that's a dream come true for the Fooses and Kabas and other guys of the world. Trevin Nell sitting in the corner just waiting for the perfect pass to hit a three. I mean, that's pretty cool.
The depth pays off for BYU, doesn't it? You can put Trevin from the starting role back onto the bench and bring in instant offense. Dawson Baker has already shown how explosive he can be. It's a really strong 10 deep right now, and maybe deeper right now for BYU.
Yeah, and we've talked about a bunch of guys, right? And we still haven't talked about a bunch of guys. I mean, Cannon is terrific. Boskovich has been playing well. But what Mag? I mean, you can go down the line pretty far. Obviously, Foos has been better than anybody, and we haven't really talked about him. So, yeah, it's deep. It's a deep team, and that's a great weapon to have. And it gives you not only the experience and a lot of different weapons, but it gives you the ability to play hard for 40 minutes. Because if a guy gets tired, you bring in fresh legs. And that's hard to counter when guys are fresh the entire game.
All right, we get to call two high-level games here in San Diego today and tomorrow. Brief pit stop back home, and then we're on the road to Rhode Island, Providence, early next week. What a three-game stretch BYU has to really kind of give us a good barometer reading on where this team is.
Yeah, a week from now we're going to know a lot more, obviously, than we know right now. This is a real litmus test for the team, and if they win all three, I mean, I'll be out of my head excited because that would be amazing. But if you win two, I think that would be fantastic. I think they need to win one. I think they will win one, but you certainly don't want to go 0 for 3 in that little stretch. But I'm gonna know a lot more. I'll be able to talk more authoritatively about this team in a week than I am able to right now.
Yeah, so BYU's to Providence early next week. Speaking of teams from the Northeast and teams going 0-3, nobody saw UConn going 0-3 in Maui, which they did. And, of course, Thanksgiving week is when you turn on the TV all day long and see great high-level basketball. And we've been able to see a number of Big 12 teams in these multi-team events, these MTEs this week. Some high-caliber ball being played, not surprisingly, in the Big 12.
And Big 12 looks great again, and it's going to be a challenge when that comes around. But it just goes to show you, I mean, with the portal and all that, it's hard. The continuity from one year to the next, you don't know what's going to happen. You're putting together new guys together. How is it going to work? And that's one of the unique things about Ole Miss and BYU. They kind of have a little bit more returners than you'd expect, which is a benefit. We'll likely cancel out each other in this one, but it's a benefit in most games.
Tip-off of BYU and 23rd-ranked Ole Miss is coming up next. This has been the Hyundai Cougar Tip-Off Show on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
Cougar fans, it's time to play BYU basketball.
The screen lobs it up and a throwdown for Cannon catching.
Play-by-play coverage of BYU basketball is brought to you by All-Pro Capital Real Estate Investments. By Big O Tires. Stop by your locally owned and operated Big O Tires, the team you trust. Brought to you by Ken Garf, we hear you. And by Smith's Food and Drug, proud partner of BYU Athletics. This is BYU Basketball.
Yeager right to the rim and throws it down with the right hand. Yeager Demi.
On the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
BYU and Ole Miss, let's get the starting lineups brought to you by Mountain America, the official credit union of BYU Athletics. We'll start with the number 23, Ole Miss Rebels, 5-0 on the year, including 1-0 on a neutral floor. Chris Beard is the head coach, second season in Oxford, 13th overall. His record with Ole Miss, 25-12, has yet to lose a non-conference game. 262-110 his overall record. Starting at the point for the Rebels, number 5, Jalen Murray. 5'11", 165, a senior from Bronx, New York, and St. Peter's. He's a transfer from St. Peter's. At the two, number three, Sean Padula, 6'1", 195, a senior from Edmond, Oklahoma, and a transfer from Virginia Tech. At the three, number 11, Matt Morrell, 6'5", 205, senior from Memphis, Tennessee. He's only played at Ole Miss. Those players are rare these days. He's an old-timer at Ole Miss. At the four, number 14, Dre Davis, 6'6", 215, a senior from Indianapolis, Indiana, played previously at Seton Hall and Louisville. So I've given you four starters, four seniors so far for Chris Beard. At the post, number zero, Malik Dia, 6'9", 250. He's a non-senior. He's a junior from Murfreesboro, Tennessee, and played previously at Belmont and Vanderbilt. Those are the starting five for Ole Miss in white with red and blue. Mark Durant introduces you to the BYU Cougars in black and royal.
The backcourt for the Cougars is number 30, Dallin Hall, 6'4", junior. Number 3, Yegor Damien, the 6'9", freshman. And number 15, Richie Saunders, the 6'9", junior. At the 4 is number 6, Cannon Catchings, the freshman. And the 5 spot, the big fella, the man in the middle, number 13, Kebakeda, 6'9", junior. It's your starting 5 for the 5-0 Cougars. All games played at the Merritt Center. First neutral site game for the Cougars, coached by head coach Kevin Young.
Officials for today are Marcus Pettigrew, Brent Hampton, and Owen Short. Time now for the BYU Salt Lake Center tip-off. Tip-off, inspiring personalized learning with engaged instructors and smaller classes at BYU Salt Lake Center. Learn more at slc.byu.edu. And the Cougars win the opening tap, and here we go. BYU from back to front, left to right as we see it and you hear it. Yegor Demian tried to lob it up for Kebakeda, but he was well guarded as he slashed down the lane, never got to the ball, just was able to tip it out of bounds. So a turnover for BYU on possession number one.
The Ole Miss has seen that play. They had Padula down getting in Kebakeda's way when they saw it coming.
That's all he had to do was get in his way. He's a smaller player, but he kept Kebakeda from getting to the cup. So 0-0, but it's a dunk the other way, throwing it down Malik Dia on the slip screen, and 2-0 Ole Miss. BYU in forecourt, right in front of us, Yegor Deming, topside. Left wing, Dallin Hall, left corner, Cannon Catching. It's a drive and kick, and it's stolen on the outlet to Murray. Murray will come down floor. Two turnovers on two possessions for BYU. Mid-range jumper bounces out of it to a post feed, and then a loose ball on the baseline, touched by Dallin Hall. It'll stay Ole Miss basketball. So BYU gives it away in its first two looks at the offensive end. 48 seconds gone, 2-0 Rebels, and they have a 22-second shot clock and the ball to the right of their standard.
A little shaky early, you know, it's a big game, and Cannon maybe tried to force that one through.
Angle right, Davis. Left wing, Morrell. Morrell guarded by Catchings. Closed out on Morrell straight away. Dia cycled right wing, and now back left to Davis. He'll drive right to the rims, throw it up and in. Dre Davis makes it 4-0 Ole Miss. Dallin Hall, forecourt left side. 1 minute, 10 seconds gone here at Lion Tree Arena. Richie Saunders on the arc right, high to Dallin. Around the horn to Yegor. No look right wing to Richie. A zone from Ole Miss. It's Dallin Hall, three-point range, right side. Now outside the perimeter, left to Yegor. Yegor with a 10-second shot clock. It's a return pass to Hall. A no-look handoff to Catchings. Catchings will drive, float, bank, and miss. And Ole Miss on the rebound. Ole Miss 4-0 to lead. And with the basketball, 90 seconds in. Transition triple short by Murray, and the Cougs have the board. BYU looking for his first points almost 2 minutes in. Richie will drive it down the lane. Richie will be cut off mid-post left. Yegor for three. In and out. Rebound Ole Miss. And a foul by Dallin Hall, who body-checked the Ole Miss player out of bounds. Almost 2 minutes gone. BYU's yet to score. And 4-0 is our score.
A pretty good look for Yegor. That's a shot you want, but just not in a flow right now. Maybe go to Foose early just to have a guy that can, you know, get the ball on the post and just go get a bucket for you.
Murray guarded by Demian, left side. Yegor goes over a soft high screen by Dia. Pass left to Padula. Padula straight away Dia, and now Murray on the angle right. Right corner Davis. Davis takes Kaba to the baseline and turned it over. Well blocked on his path to the baseline by Kada. And so the turnover by Davis. Turnover is now 2-1. And BYU will take it the full length. Kada into Deming, and BYU comes into forecourt. Yegor down the barrel. Slow bounce to the right. Left wing Richie into traffic. Quadruple teamed as Kada, leaving Catchings open for three, and he knocks it down off the assist from Kaba. That's our first Mountain America Credit Union three-pointer of the game. It is brought to you by Mountain America, the official credit union of BYU Athletics. All the attention went to Kaba on the collapsing, and then Cannon was wide open for the three. 4-3 is the score. A squeeze through and nearly another turnover by Dia in the right corner. He'll give to Davis. Davis fades away on 1 foot, front rims it. Rebound collected by Deming, and BYU can take a lead down 4-3. Richie angle right. Almost 3 minutes gone. Richie right to the rim. First lane, good! That's an early Zions Bank shot of the game for Richie. Saunders gives BYU the 5-4 lead.
He would not be denied, and had to go with a reverse left hand. Terrific shot.
For 150 years of helping you succeed, Zions Bank is for you. The Zions Bank shot of the game. Reverse lay-in for the lead. And the Cougars will keep that lead on a missed three by Jamin Brakefield, who's checked in for Chris Beard. The rebound of the Cougs, and BYU in forecourt leading it 5-4. 16:40 to play in half number one. Cannon for three. Cannon fires from the right side. Second Mountain America three-pointer. Cannon knocks it down. He's got six on two threes. And the Cougs have an 8-4 lead.
Bang, eight in a row
for BYU.
Bang, bang from Cannon. That's a great start. They kind of got through the first 4 minutes and now have a nice lead, looking good.
Padula kicks in the corner for a three. That's no good. The miss by Morrell, and then bumped out of bounds. No, they're going to say no bump, and Yegor simply couldn't handle it.
He got bumped in the back on the rebound. The refs don't give it to him, so it'll be triggered underneath by Ole Miss.
That's a tough break for BYU. The Cougs could have had possession there off the miss, but now Ole Miss will retain the ball with 20-second shot clock and a 16-13 game clock here in the first half. Murray on the baseline will send in. BYU has checked in Fuseni Traore for Kebakeda. Brakefield feeds it low. Shot missed right at the front of the rim by Mikhail Brown-Jones, but a stick back is good. Three looks for Ole Miss on the possession. They score to make it 8-6.
He missed, and rarely do you see a ball bounce right under the hoop on a rebound like that, but no Cougars were in the area.
Well, that's tough. And then BYU turns it over in forecourt. Nearly turned it over. Yes, they did. Timeout on the floor. BYU turns it over for a third time. That's not a great 30 seconds. BYU gave Ole Miss three looks at the bucket, and the third one went, and at the other end, BYU turns it over, but the lead is BYU's by 2, 8-6. First media timeout coming with 15:52 to go in the first half of play. The call before the break was Ole Miss basketball. We'll see if it stays that way after this on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
This is BYU basketball on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
BYU basketball brought to you by Siegfried & Jensen. Siegfried & Jensen has been helping Utah families for over 30 years. Learn more at SiegfriedAndJensen.com. BYU 8 and Ole Miss 6 is our score. BYU 3-for-5 from the field. The Rebels have already squeezed off three more shots. They're 3-for-8. A slight rebounding edge of 4-3 in Ole Miss's favor. Six of BYU's 8 points scored by Cannon Catchings. He's 2-for-2 from deep. The Rebels have three players with 2 points apiece: Dia, Davis, and Brown-Jones. Winner gets Purdue tomorrow. Loser will take on NC State. The early game for the losers will be at 12:30 Pacific time, 1:30 Mountain. And the championship game will be at 3 o'clock Pacific, 4 o'clock Mountain tomorrow.
Well, Cannon got BYU off the snide in a big way, hitting those two threes. Richie with the great reverse with the left hand, but they are shooting themselves in the foot a little bit with turnovers, have three turnovers, and had a rebound that went begging and gave Ole Miss a second opportunity. So pretty good for BYU. You just need to tighten it up a little bit. Ole Miss is a team that's what they live on, is turning you over, so you need to be sharp.
15:52 to play until halftime. BYU breaking the huddle and heading back out on the floor with Trevin Nell making an appearance. It'll be Deming, Nell, Saunders, Catchings, and Traore. Foose remains on the floor. It's Ole Miss basketball. BYU had an 8-4 lead, a chance to grab a rebound two times. On the third look for Ole Miss, they scored to make it 8-6, and BYU turned it over the other way. So it is. Rebels down two, but with the basketball, can Tyre take a lead? And for the lead, there it is. Jalen Murray in the right corner, three-pointer. First for the Rebels, and BYU was on an 8-0 run. And since then, it's gone 5-0 the other way. 9-8 Ole Miss. Trevin Nell will drive it from the left side. terminated the free throw line. Right wing Richie for three in the lead back. There it is. Richie Saunders, another Mountain America Credit Union three-pointer for BYU. And the Cougs retake the lead 11-9. Richie on the board. Murray. Right wing Brakefield, the Duke transfer. 6'8", 225-pound senior. Good-looking player, Brakefield, averaging 11.2 per game. Nearly turns it over. Does turn it over. Foose on the steal. Ahead to Yeager. Yeager Cannon back to Yeager. Wait. Gets hit. Ooh, and goes down hard. He missed a shot at the hoop, but took a foul. He'll shoot two free throws. The Cougs don't convert in live transition. They may get a chance to convert with dead ball transition points via the free throws that Demon will take. And, man, getting up in the air and landing on Yeager was Brakefielding. That's a big body landing on you at 6'8", 225. Yeager is going to shoot two with BYU up to 11-9 is the score. 14:47 to go until halftime. BYU basketball brought to you by Bam Bam's Barbecue. Yeager missing the free throw. Bam Bam's perfectly smoking each cut of meat just for you. Come on in and enjoy Central Texas Barbecue right there in Provo. Bam Bam's Barbecue, authentic to the bone. Yeager shooting under 50% now at the free throw line.
Nice
for
job
the year.
Transition to get man in the air, but then he spun around. Another man was right there, and he gets one of the two.
BYU's up three at 12-9. The game high lead for BYU has been four at 8-4. BYU some mild backcourt pressure with Saunders and Yeager. Yeager backs off to the timeline where the ball is collected by Murray on the right side. Topside Padula. Padula is a three-point marksman. Headband guarded by headband with Rich Saunders on Padula. Padula's going to drive to another headband. Baseline jumper is good for Mikhail Brown-Jones. He's got four, and it's back to a one-point game. BYU 12 and Ole Miss 11. Yeager angle right, goes left corner to Mihailo Boskovic. Boskovic back to Yeager. Wide open three, top of the key, really heavy on it. Nope, but the offensive rebound. Foose, stick back and score. Offensive rebound and put back for Traore, and the Cougs lead by three at 14-11.
That's Foose. That is Foose in a play right there. Get a great rebound, then finishing beautifully.
He's now eight rebounds away from third place all time at BYU in offensive boards. Under 14 to go till the break. Cougs up three. A three top of the key for the tie. Yep. Jalen Murray's got his second triple. We're tied up at 14. 13:45 to play here in San Diego. First half. Demi, left side, Richie. Stripe extended. Now the mid-alley feed to Foose on the left side. Cycled Yeager to Nell for three on the right side. Nope, another offensive rebound for Traore. Lost it to Richie. Richie pivoting in the post. Right to the rim, up and in. Another offensive rebound, stick back and score for BYU. The Cougs retake the two-point lead 16-14. Can they cool down Jalen Murray, who's got back-to-back threes, and throws over the head of Mikhail Brown-Jones on the slip screen. The pass whistled through his arms out of bounds, so a turnover for Ole Miss. That'll be turnover number four for the Rebels, or is it three? That's three. They're even now, three apiece. Points off of turnovers, seven for Ole Miss to four for BYU. 16-14. Cougs have the lead. 13:15 to go till halftime here at Lion Tree Arena on the UC San Diego campus. Day one of the Rady Children's Invitational. Mihailo Boskovic, left side. A give and go back to Yeager, left corner. A one-hand whip to Trevin for three. Pull, fire, in and out. Tough luck, offensive rebound again. Richie back up, hit, and he'll shoot two free throws. Man, the Cougars are just pounding the offensive boards right now and giving themselves extra looks. It'll be Richie to the free throw line with BYU leading at 16-14, 12:59 to play until halftime. Cougar basketball sponsored by Big O Tires. Stop by your locally owned and operated Big O Tires, the team you trust. And you can trust Richie to hustle for these balls.
I am so thankful as he makes the first. I'm thankful for Richie Saunders because he just plays the game how it should be played. Just ferocious effort to get that rebound and goes up strong with it. He's already got 8 points in this game and just playing his heart out.
Makes another one here. BYU can equal the game-high lead, and it rolls around, drops down. So BYU up 4, 18-14, matching the 8-4 lead the Cougars had earlier. Brazilian Eduardo Klafke is in the game as Padula takes past the timeline. Steal by Richie Saunders. 2-on-1 the other way. Richie will drive it right to the rim, lay it up and in. And the Cougs lead by 6, 20-14. And Richie hustling back on defense.
Wow. Love it.
Davin Barnes also in. This is about as deep as Coach Chris Beard likes to go with his team already in the first 8 minutes. Nine Rebels have played. Dia open for three straight away. Misses it. Spins out. And the rebound collected by who else? Richie Saunders. BYU by six and working it down floor. Straight away, Demon. Yeager low to Foose. Foose single teamed. pivot, step through, missed it at the rim. Everything but the finish there for Foose.
Yeah, strange miss. Maybe got bumped a little bit on the shot.
Padula has Foose on the switch. Right side Barnes, David Barnes, the Sam Houston transfer. To Dia, short corner right on the baseline. To Barnes. Barnes is held. He was grabbed by Nell. It'll be a non-shooting foul after this. 11:58 to play until halftime. BYU by a game high 6. 20-14. Cougs over the Rebels from Ole Miss here in San Diego on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
You're listening to BYU Basketball on the new skin, BYU Sports Network. Here is Ben Bagley with a scoreboard update.
BYU up 20-14 on 23rd-ranked Ole Miss right now in the first half. A couple other scores to keep you aware of. In the Big 12, 24th-ranked Arizona trailing Oklahoma early in the game. 5:13 left in the first half, and the Sooners have a 28-17 lead on Arizona. Also, another upset brewing in the top 25. 19th-ranked Arkansas trails Illinois by 13, 73-60. That game with about 9 minutes left in the second half. Now back to Greg and Mark.
Thank you, Ben. BYU Basketball here in San Diego brought to you by Fillmore Spencer, Utah's trusted, top-rated local law firm. Can play offense, defense, or provide a little coaching. Fillmore Spencer, attorneys at law, solving problems and seizing opportunities for you, your family, and your business. Greg Rubel with attorney at law. Mark Durant, courtside here at UC San Diego, Lion Tree Arena. The Rady Children's Invitational, BYU, a six-point lead at 20-14 with 11:58 to play until halftime. And the big number of note early, Mark, is second-chance points. BYU 6-2 in second-chance opportunities, converting on three offensive rebounds.
Yeah, those offensive rebounds have been big. The threes that they've missed, they've seemed to have gotten the rebound and able to put it back or get to the free-throw line. So they're doing a great job offensively still. They let Ole Miss have a couple of open looks from three, and that's kept them in it. But other than that, BYU's really played nicely so far, especially Richie. I mean, Richie has just been off the charts good. He seems to be just so much more confident. He's always been confident, but offensively he's looking for his shot. He's confident, and he's making things happen.
Two good offensive basketball teams here in BYU and Ole Miss. The Cougs coming into the week ranked 18th in KenPom offensive efficiency. And Ole Miss, not too far behind, 36th, so a top 40 team in that same category. We're back into Ole Miss basketball. Ole Miss in fourth court, 2 hour left. They go right to left as we see it and you hear it. The floater from Padula is no good. The rebound to Kaba Keita. Outlets Dallin Hall is back in the game. To Boskovich, back to Dallin, three-point land left side. Now Dawson Baker enters the contest. Dawson's going to float it and miss it front rim. Rebound to the Rebels.
Tried to draw contact. I think he did, but didn't get the call.
20-14. The Cougar lead stays 6. Padula drives right past Baker to the rim. Miss at the rim. Baker grabs it off the rim for the rebound.
Good contest by Boskovich.
BYU still up 6. Mihailo's going to drive it. Take a foul on his way to the rim. Boskovich will go to the free throw line where BYU's been already 4 times. BYU 3-for-4 at the free throw line. It'll be Mihailo shooting to Mihailo. It was 80% in the early part of the season. Mihailo Boskovich averaging 5 points, 2 rebounds, and an assist per game. High of 11 points, 5 rebounds, 2 assists, makes the free throw. BYU's game-high lead now 7 at 21-14. So Mihailo goes 1-for-1, gets one more. Ole Miss yet to take a free throw in this game.
Yeah, he did a great job contesting the shot from, I think, Padula and got forcing the miss, and then he goes, takes it all the way the other way and draws the foul.
7-0 BYU run after the game got tied at 14. Mihailo bouncing for a second attempt. 2-for-2.
Love that.
Back-to-back 2-for-2 tries, and BYU's now made 5 in a row after the first miss from the strike from Yegor. BYU's up a game high 8 now, 22-14. 11:20 to go till the break. Padula walks it past the timeline. BYU to 2-3 defensively. Wide open 3, Klafke, but a closeout forces a pass up high to Brakefield. Brakefield, free throw line, Morrell. Matthew Morrell will jump it from there and score it. Matt Morrell with his first 2, 15th in career scoring for Ole Miss, 5th in career threes made. Hall, straight away Mihailo. Boskovich. Hands off to Baker. Baker takes it between the circles. Right wing Dallin. Dallin Hall cut off at the three-point line right side. Now Baker will drive and kick. Dallin gets the open three and misses it strong. Rebound Baker. Reset to Hall. thought about the three. Dawson also thought about it. We'll drive it instead. Bobble in the paint. Give it away. Turnover number four for BYU. The two-on-one the other way. And a hammer from Matt Morrell. Back-to-back buckets for Morrell. And it turns into a pick six, basically, as the Cougars turn it over. And it becomes points the other way. And 22-18. Four in a row for Ole Miss after BYU went up eight. And turnover trouble has been the one thing plaguing BYU early in this game. Nice slash to the paint by Nell. Takes the pass from Hall. Flips it up, does Trevin. Missed it and comes the other way. Loose ball foul, perhaps.
They're going to get Kata as he tried to knock that rebound back to his teammate.
So BYU went up eight, and then nothing good's happened since. 22-18. Nell's going to have a seat. 10-11 to play till halftime. BYU 22, Ole Miss 18.
Well, they haven't had a lot of success from three except for Cannon, and he's been out. He just checked back in, so maybe he can start filling it up again. But now 3 for 8 for BYU.
Ole Miss is 2 for 6 from deep, both twos from Jalen Murray. Matt Morrell at the free throw line to the cutter who bobbled it, and then BYU turns it over on the baseline. BYU's had multiple possessions that appear to be ended on a miss, and they just can't find the rebound. Every time there's been an extended Ole Miss possession, the Rebels have made it pay off. 10:01 to play till the break. Padula's going to send in on the baseline to the right of the bucket. Counts at four. Gets it into Dia in the right corner. Dia guarded by Kata on a 15-second shot clock. Now sees a double. The pass on the wing to Morrell. Morrell hounded there by Hall. Open as Davis dives to the rim. Takes a hit. He'll get free throws. Yeah, 4-0 Ole Miss spurt. Could be 5 or 6 at the free throw line here.
Like BYU had the advantage there defensively, and all of a sudden a wide open opportunity down low. That's a good foul from Cannon, his first, but it would have been a dunk but for his foul, and so make him earn it.
BYU 0 for its last four from the floor, and no field goals in 3 minutes. Free throw swished by Dre Davis. He's got 3 points. And BYU was in good shape. To Ole Miss battling right back into it. An 8-point lead's down to 3, and this can make it 2. Get it. And that was tipped on the rim. That's basket interference.
Dia got that.
Yeah, it was hanging on the rim, and Dia took a tip at it, and so it'll be no good on the second free throw in BYU basketball, so the lead will stay 3 at 22-19. 5-0 run for Ole Miss. 9:51 to play until the break. BYU on the floor with Hall. Baker, Catchings, Boscovich, and Kata. Some pressure from Ole Miss in the BYU backcourt. BYU in black, Ole Miss in white. BYU in the forecourt right in front of us. BYU left to right as we see it and you hear it here in half number one. Dallin Hall on the bounce to Boscovich, 3, top of the key. Good, Mihailo! With another Mountain America Credit Union three-pointer for BYU. The Cougs lead back to 6 at 25-19. Fourth BYU three-pointer here in the first half.
I like how hard Mihailo's playing. He's playing with confidence. It really looks good.
5 points for Bosco. Right wing, Dia for 3 to answer. No. Rebound. Mihailo goes high to bring it low and take it into four court. Almost an over and back from Mihailo there, but he got it to Hall, who no looks it to Cannon Catchings in the left corner. Tough shot. Oh. And it goes for Cannon. A contested three. Cannon fires from the left corner, and the Cougs take a 9-point lead, game high lead, 28-19. Jumper in the paint, missed by Ole Miss, collected by Dawson Baker on the rebound. And the Cougs on a surge of their own take it into fourth court. Cannon catching three threes here in the first half. A spin by Baker. Out to Mihailo on the arc left side, stripe extended. 15-second shot clock. Mihailo on a back down. Turnover number 5 for BYU on a pass through the paint from Boscovich. 28-19. Ole Miss the other way. And then a near travel. They call a loose ball foul on BYU. It's going to go against Dawson Baker. Too bad. 28-19. BYU lead 9 with 8:26 to go till halftime. The Cougars were rolling until that last turnover, and that makes it 5 here in the first half. And Ole Miss has scored 9 points off of 5 BYU turnovers. Boscovich, a good stint, though. He's going to have a seat, but he'll also get a conversation with Coach Tim Fanning about that last pass, I think.
It's the right idea, actually. Cannon was cross-court in the corner, but the pass was too low. If he makes a better pass, it's a wide-open three from a guy that's been on fire.
Cable will have a seat. Foose back in. Saunders back in. Man, I love the way that Kevin Young can go to this bench and give you different looks, but not really see much of a drop-off in ability or talent or versatility. It's a really good-looking BYU team right now early in the season with everybody more or less healthy. We say that as Kay Bakeda recovers from an ankle injury, and he'll probably have his minutes somewhat limited today as a result. Davis fade away off 1 foot. Strong on it. The tip. Good. Can you believe that?
Great tip between two BYU rebounders.
28-21 as the tip off the miss by Davis is followed in by Mikhail Brown-Jones, who has six off the bench. Makes it a seven-point game, 28-21. Foose off a double team out to Cannon for another three. Another three! Cannon catchings four threes here in the first half. Cannon fire from the right wing. 31-21, BYU by 10, the game-high lead. And then knocked out of bounds by Ole Miss. It'll be BYU basketball after this. Wow!
Someone alert the Navy. Holy smokes.
Cannon catching fire from three. And the Cougs lead by double digits. Timeout on the floor. 7:50 to go till halftime. Catchings with a dozen, all from the arc. He's 4 for 4 from deep. 31-21 Cougs. We're taking a break on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
The Cougars play in the Big 12 on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
BYU basketball brought to you by All Pro Capital. Put your money to work with smart real estate investments. Visit allprocapital.com for more information. All Pro Capital, celebrating 15 years of creating wealth. We're celebrating Thanksgiving here in San Diego, and BYU fans grateful for the three-point stroke of Cannon Catchings. 12 points on four threes. BYU as a team has six threes, 6 for 11 from deep. To Ole Miss's 2 for 8, one of the difference makers in a game. BYU now leads by 10. Game high cushion at 31-21. Catchings 12, Saunders 11 to pace BYU. Six apiece from Mikhail Brown-Jones and Jalen Murray to lead Ole Miss. BYU's now made a 3-point bucket in 350 consecutive games and counting. BYU's led most of the way here in the first half after Ole Miss controlled the first couple of minutes of this game.
I'm catching something. I'm catching the fever with the way he's heating up on the floor. Great-looking player. Obviously, we've talked a lot about him, but I love that he and Mihailo and Richie Saunders are coming out firing, confident, aggressive in this type of game. That says a lot about those guys, and they played great in this one.
BYU and Ole Miss playing for the second time all time. Again, Ole Miss beat BYU back in the 2015 NCAA tournament, 94-90 in the first four game. Played in Dayton, Ohio.
Yeah, you might not want to get too big of a lead against Ole Miss.
It was a 17-point halftime lead back in Dayton that the Rebels came back from with a high-flying display after halftime. Well, Chris Beard's yet to lose a non-conference game as head coach of the Rebels. BYU trying to put a dent in that mark. And it is an experienced team that Coach Beard brings into San Diego in the Ken Pomeroy experience ranks. Ole Miss is second nationally. Lots of seniors on this roster. 4 senior starters, 7 seniors in the rotation. And BYU is relying on a nice mix of the older guys and the young guys, like Cannon Catchings, a true freshman leading BYU right now with 12. We'll come back into BYU basketball. Dawson Baker, Dallin Hall, Richie Saunders, Cannon Catchings, Fuseni Traore. Yegor stays on the bench for the time being. Yegor in this one has 1 point. He's 0 for 2 from the field. 1 assist, 1 rebound. Dallin Hall takes it into forecourt right side. Dallin now veers to his left, 25 feet away straightaway. Picks up his dribble, has help at Foose at the free throw line. Backed over to miscommunication as Catchings went back out to the arc. It's 6 turnovers for BYU here in the first half. A 3-pointer the other way, missed by Morrell. And over the back is BYU. Richie Saunders called for the foul. And so yet again, another possession where Ole Miss misses the shot and keeps the basketball.
It's a bad call. Richie and Foose had the Ole Miss player sandwiched, and Richie looked like he had his hands on it cleanly.
6 turnovers here in the first half. It's been the only blight in the first half box score. 11 points off those 6 turnovers to Ole Miss, making BYU pay for miscues. But the Cougs have a 10-point lead, 31-21, right in the lane. They go up and in with Mikhail Brown-Jones. He's got 6 off the bench and another possession where the Cougs can't find the miss, end up fouling on the loose ball, and Ole Miss makes BYU pay with an extended possession, 31-23. Cook's doing a really nice job getting the first miss. Foose gets low, gets right to the rim and misses. He'll have to make him from the free throw line. Should have been a three-point play chance for Traore. Somehow that popped out. It will be two for Foose. BYU's made five in a row at the stripe. The lead is 8-31-23. Traore shooting it really well from the line, 87% through five games. And he'll get two with BYU up 8, 7:03 to play until halftime.
Oh, he got fouled. He should have made that one. It was point blank. He's missed a couple, which is very unusual for him, but pretty reliable at the free throw line. Hits first.
Cougar fans, score big for game day meals at Smith's with savings beyond low prices, including digital coupons worth over $600 each week. Smith's, fresh for everyone, and Foose goes two for two. BYU's made seven in a row at the free throw line. BYU now 7 for 8 at the stripe. And the Cougs lead back to double digits, 33-23. And here comes Yegor Deming back in the game. Yegor's been sitting for a while. He's certainly eager to make a play for BYU. Yegor, Cannon, Trevin, Dawson Baker, Fuseni Traore. The Cougs will back into what might be a zone defensively here. Does look like 2-3 for Coach Kevin Young.
They've been playing a lot of zone in this game, but mix it up a lot too.
Padula on the angle left. Right side, Murray. Elbow jumper, good. From Dre Davis, he's got five. Back to an eight-point game, 33-25. 6:35 to play till halftime. Yegor out front. Yegor runs it right. Finds Trevin Nell, open for three, top of the key. Takes a chuck on his drive down the lane. It'll be foul number five. Team foul situation, 6 for BYU, 5 for Ole Miss. Non-shooting, and BYU will have a trigger on the sideline. Right in front of our broadcast location, Dawson Baker just to our right. Checking in, Jamin Brakefield, and checking out Malik Dia. Starting center for Chris Beard, we'll see Kaba Cater re-enter for the Cougs. Here he comes in for Fuseni Traore. 33-25, BYU an 8-point lead. Game high lead's been 10. 6:29 to go till halftime. Baker handed the ball. BYU in black, Ole Miss in white, and Cannon Catchings returns to Deming on the right side. Now down the barrel, Yegor. Yegor runs his man into a screen. The screener, Catchings, top of the key, right wing, Deming for three. Strong on it. Great offensive rebound by Kaba. Kaba then fouled. That'll be number 6. Non-shooting again. Another offensive rebound for BYU. The Cougs here in the first half with now 6 offensive rebounds. Give them 5. Back it up to 5 offensive rebounds, equaling 6 second chance points. BYU will have it on the baseline. Team foul number 6. Foul goes against Murray.
Let's see, find Cannon a shot here. I mean, the guy hasn't missed yet. Probably ought to try and get him an open shot.
Baseline send in for Yegor. To Kaba, right to back to Yegor. Yegor reverse lane beneath the bucket. The give and go. And the out-of-bounds trigger man ends up scoring the bucket. 35-25, BYU by 10.
Smart play by Kaba. Great pass as he recognized that Yegor was not being guarded.
Padula has had a quiet first half. Lobs up, though, to Dre Davis, who scores on the alley-oop lay-in. He's got 7, and Ole Miss answers right back. 35-27, the Cougar lead 8, 5:45 to go till halftime. Ole Miss doing a nice job hanging around. A one-hand whip to Catchings' left side. That one's missed. First miss from 3 for Cannon. And Ole Miss on the rebound, down 8. Nearly a travel from the right side by Morrell. He'll hand to Brakefield. Brakefield will drive, miss it at the rim. Rebound Dawson Baker. The Cougs get a miss and get the board. Yegor Deming, forecourt left side. Yegor to the top on the dribble. 20-second shot clock. Now back to Yegor from Baker. Cycled base left. Trevin Nell returns to Deming. 25 feet away left side. Backs it up to near the timeline. Down to a 10-second shot clock for Yegor. A bounce to Dawson. Strong on the three. Ole Miss on the rebound. 35-27, the Cougar lead. 5 minutes even to go till halftime. Murray. A send out to an open Padula for three. He's going to make that. Sean Padula with his first points come from the three-point line, and there was no one around him. And now Ole Miss makes it a five-point game.
That's, you know, Ole Miss heating up, and the baskets are a little bit too easy for them.
4:40 to play till halftime. Nell has an open three, but he'll drive instead, take a bump from Padula, and go to the free throw line for 1-1. These are important free throws because Ole Miss has taken the lead from 10 for BYU down to 5. Cougs need to re-space that advantage, and Nell gets a shot to add 2 from the free throw line, where BYU's now made 7 in a row. 35-30, BYU leads it. BYU basketball brought to you by Bailey's Moving and Storage. We help you manage moving so you can focus on making memories. Trevin Nell scoreless in this game. 0 for 3 from the field, 0 for 2 from deep. See if he can make it from the free throw line, and he does. Makes a front end. It's a big free throw for Trevin. 8 in a row for BYU. 1-1 situation on team foul number 7 for the Rebels. And BYU back up to a 36-30 lead. Trevin to make it 7.
I like it when coaches make me feel smart. I'm thinking to myself, they need Richie back in this game. And I look over, and he's coming on in as Trevin makes both. Nice job. BYU shooting well from the free throw line.
Yes, indeed. Now 9 in a row after Yegor missed the first of the night, or the day, as it were. 9 straight. BYU now leading. It's 37-30. Trevin Nell does his job from the stripe. Baker checks out. Richie in. Padula scored his first points from the arc a moment ago in the forecourt right side. To Morrell. Padula straight away. Padula, free throw line, takes a little bump, and oh, the whistle comes late. The call was for the little bump. Demian. And that'll be not, it'll be a shooting foul, 1-1. Only 2 free throws taken by Ole Miss today. Davis, 1 for 2, and Padula, an 85% free throw shooter, gets 1 and 1 in a 7-point ball game. Played 102 games for Virginia Tech, did Sean Padula. 11 of 13 is Padula at the line this year. Gets 1 and 1. Miss for the 85% shooter. Rebound to Kaba Kada. Cougs will take that in a 7-point game. 37-30, BYU 4:15 to go till the break. Yegor into forecourt, guarded by his numerical opposite, Sean Padula. High to Catchings. Catchings 4 for 5 from 3 here in the first half. Right wing to Yegor. Yegor takes a bump, no call. Restarts on his man, no call. On another bump, Yegor then has it knocked out of his hands.
Wow.
And turns it over with no call on contact.
Especially after the bump the other way, very minimal contact.
Turnover number 7 for BYU, and they've turned into 13 Ole Miss points. A drive, a shot short, and a rebound by Brakefield, who missed the shot, got his own board, and the loose ball foul on BYU. Is that right, Mark?
It's going to be on Nell. I think they're going to count that basket.
No, it's good. And so 37-32 and a chance for a 3-point play when we come back. BYU with a 10-point lead, and Ole Miss has cut it in half, and they can make it 4 when we come back to the floor here in San Diego. Turnover trouble costing BYU. Ole Miss has 15 points off of 7 BYU turnovers, and they can make it 16 after the break on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
Let's get you back to the Utah Eye Center's courtside seats and rejoin the voice of the Cougars, Greg Wrubell.
BYU's been one of the better teams in the country through 5 games in assist-to-turnover ratio. Today's game will not help that stat. 6 assists and 7 turnovers at the moment. Lots of basketball left to play, and BYU may indeed get where they need to be. But right now, that assist-to-turnover number is not good, and the turnover number is killing BYU. Half of Ole Miss's points have come off of BYU turnovers. And as we come back, it'll be a 3-point play opportunity coming off of a BYU turnover. BYU 37, Ole Miss 32. The Cougs are playing well enough, but giving it away too frequently. 7 giveaways to Ole Miss's 4. And again, those 7 turnovers turning into a ton of second-chance points.
I think there's an interesting psychological experiment, I think, with referees, because Ole Miss plays so physical, constantly bumping and hitting, and so the officials, I can't call everything. I mean, Yeager got fouled 3 times, easily could have called it, and that results in a turnover. On the other end, BYU is a team that doesn't foul a lot. They don't put their hands on you a lot. You look at the foul numbers this year, way low, and so any bump, it triggers a whistle. And so anyway, that's maybe not fair, but that seems to be how it's going, and you have to adjust. I mean, you're going to have to adjust because officials are going to do what they're going to do.
Well, these are the bright lights for Yegor Demian for the first time, and it's been a rough go for the freshman from Russia here in the first half. 3 points on 1 of 4, 0 for 3 from 3, 1 assist and 3 turnovers. Plenty of time for him to turn it around. He and Dallin Hall will play together for the time being. It'll be Hall, Deming, Saunders, Moskovich, and Kada as we come back in. BYU by 5, and the Cougs have had the lead for almost 13 of the first 17 minutes. 37-32 is our score. 3:43 to go till the break, and Jamin Brakefield, was fouled by Nell before the timeout, will shoot a free throw for a 3-point play coming out of the timeout and make the free throw. Brakefield's got 3, the Duke transfer. and 37-33. BYU's double-digit lead down to four. Deming, forecourt left side. Ole Miss has made five of his last seven from the field, as they've taken most of a 10-point BYU lead away. 37-33, 3:30 to go until halftime. This is the Rady Children's Invitational, Rady Children's Hospital. The beneficiary and sponsor of this event. Hall, right wing Saunders. Saunders quiet for a while in the scoring column at least. Dallin between the circles on a 5-second shot clock. Hall steps back on 4 and 3 with 2 and 1. A turnaround jumper by Saunders is an air ball. And a shot clock violation. That did not look right late in the clock. And Richie taking a desperation shot. And now Ole Miss can make it a 2 or a 1-point game here.
Everybody thought Dallin was measuring to shoot, and he surprised Richie on the wing with the pass. Didn't have much time to do anything with it.
37-33. BYU's lead down to 4. Jalen Murray up top. Cougs were cruising up 10. Ole Miss has come right back. A nice strip by Saunders, and he thought it was off of Morrell. Yeah. Are they going to reverse it? They will. Yeah, first official called it off of Richie. Richie was irate because he bounced it off the leg of Morrell, and they'll reverse it and give it back to BYU. So good call there, the right call, and BYU will look to take advantage at the other end. 37-33, BYU leads it. Under 3 to go till halftime. Dallin Hall, past the dividing line, gives to Yegor. See when Yegor can heat it up here. He can be a big difference maker for BYU in this one. High screen by Kaba. Yegor will pass out of it to Boskovich, who misses the 3 short from the right corner. And Ole Miss on the rebound.
Richie has injured his ankle.
Uh-oh.
He's trying to play through it.
Oh, Richie is walking off. He rolled it and is hobbling on the floor. The Cougs have had ankle trouble here in the early games, unfortunately. Left side Barnes, and a show and go and a scoop and a score and a 2-point game. Davin Barnes with his first 2. And at the other end, what do we have? Another a step out?
Yeah.
Turnover number 9 for BYU here in the first half. Ole Miss staying in the game on BYU miscues. 2:12 to go till the break. It's already 16 points off of 8 BYU turnovers, and you rarely see a 2-to-1 ratio like that, but they're making BYU pay on every giveaway. And now it's 9 turnovers for BYU to just 5 for Ole Miss here in the first half. Cougar basketball leads down to 2. Ole Miss can tie or take a lead after BYU led by 10 in this one. Ole Miss 6 for his last 8 from the field. BYU 0 for its last 4. And 3 turnovers in the last 3 minutes for BYU. Richie stays in the game, walking through that ankle. Murray will drive past Hall. Float game, score, tie game.
Well, they've gone back to the man and having trouble keeping Ole Miss from getting to the rim off the dribble.
37-37 is our score. 10-point lead gone for BYU. Boskovich up top. Left side, Yegor. Right wing, Hall. Stripe extended right, Richie. Richie will drive it, take a hit. Goes to the floor. He'll earn 2 free throws. Richie, who moments ago was stumbling to the floor off a rolled ankle, has not left the floor, plays through it. The foul will send Richie to the line to give BYU a chance to retake a lead. Richie's going to just kind of walk, continue to walk this thing off, but he's hurting right now. BYU 37, Ole Miss 37. We're in the final 2 minutes of the first half. 7-0 Ole Miss run. Erasing a 10-point BYU lead. Richie makes the free throw. BYU's now made 10 in a row. At the free throw line, 10 for 11 are the Cougs. So some early season free throw struggles, but the Cougs trending upward as Richie goes 2 for 2, 11 in a row. BYU back up to 39-37. Can the Cougs take a lead into halftime?
Game high 13 for Richie.
Jalen Murray takes it base right, fades away from there and knocks it down. That was easy. Murray's got 10 here in the first half. 39-39. Tie game again. 90 seconds to go till halftime. Cougs have led it every game at halftime this year. Can they keep that streak alive? Hall is hounded right wing to Saunders with a 12-second shot clock. 1:10 game clock. Dallin to the top. Right wing Yegor returns it to Dallin. Dallin will spin to the free throw line. Out to be Boskovich. Tough 3. Knocks it down! Whoa! Not much time to square for Mihailo, but another Mountain America Credit Union three-pointer. Tough shot that he knocks down.
Big, big shot. BYU needed it, and Hilo knocks it down.
42-39, BYU 3. The Cougs get a stop and a score here to end the half. Open three, passing out of it. Morrell will drive it instead. Float and miss at the rim. Rebound, Cougars. Catching leads to Mihailo, and Mihailo lets it go out of bounds. Did he thought it was touched?
He must have thought it was
touched. Oh, my goodness.
He could have easily gotten it. I mean, he might have had to throw it back in, but so could have easily gotten it.
It's turnover number 10 here in the first half for BYU on a break with 35 seconds to go. The only guy down the floor is Mihailo, and he let the ball go.
And he didn't seem surprised when they said it was off BYU, so it seemed like
that
a conscious
decision. That was so
bizarre.
Cannon Catchings with a half-court pass down the floor to Mihailo, and it was deep, but he could have caught the ball beneath the bucket, and he backed off and let the ball go. BYU could have made it a five-point lead here in the final 40 seconds of the first half. A chance goes begging, and double-digit turnovers for BYU. The only thing that's gone wrong with the Cougars' first half is that number, but it's a big one. Elijah Cropper checks in. Trey Stewart checks in defensively for BYU. Can the Cougs get a miss? There's a two-second, three-second differential between game clock and shot clock. Murray, 30 feet away left side, guarded by Mawut Mag, who's checked in. Three-pointer left side, in and out. On the miss by Davis, and BYU's got 7 seconds to go off the rebound. The Cougs should lead at halftime. Saunders cuffs, shoots, an air ball with 2-1, and from backcourt it will not hit. BYU will lead by 3, but the last two possessions for BYU.
That looked like the Chicago Bears' last possession, those last two for BYU. Not good.
So BYU missing two chances to score to end half number one, but BYU will take a lead to the break at 42-39. So six games in, and BYU's had the lead at half in all six games. Halftime coverage begins after this on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
The second half of BYU basketball is about to begin. Alongside Mark Durant, here's the voice of the Cougars, Greg Wrubell, on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
BYU and Ole Miss will begin half number two. BYU 42, Ole Miss 39. Let's take a look at our points in the paint feature brought to you by Jones Paint and Glass. When you hear the crash, think of Jones Paint and Glass on the glass. BYU's out-rebounding Ole Miss 18-14, but points in the paint, Ole Miss's favor 22-10. So a plus 12 advantage for Ole Miss in points in the paint. That's our points in the paint look brought to you by Jones Paint and Glass. Greg Wrubell and Mark Durant with you. Courtside for BYU and Ole Miss. The number 23 Rebels taking on BYU. BYU in black with royal and white. Ole Miss in white with red and blue. And here we go. Ole Miss basketball to begin half number two. And we hear whistles just 2 seconds into half number two. Did the clock start late?
It is a clock issue.
We were just underway. And now, yeah, they started late. Only 2 seconds went off when 4 seconds should have gone off. So now we're at 19:56 to play in the second half, and only 4 seconds in, a whistle, a stoppage, and now Matt Morrell will trigger right in front of us. I mean right in front of us here courtside. All right, Sean Padula in forecourt. Padula takes Dallin Hall over the screen and from the right junction backs up to the three-point line and gets hit on a three-pointer. And Ole Miss can tie the game at the free throw line to open the second half.
It's a big mistake by Cada because the shot had gone and he was not really close to Padula, and then he just kept going. He could have easily stopped and gets contact.
We're going to go take a look at the monitor and make sure it was three. Will that be the check?
I think it was a three, maybe a flop because
they weren't. Were they lining up for free throws or not?
It's clearly a foul called on the three, so Padula would be shooting. But again, maybe he didn't take any contact and flopped. Maybe that's why they're looking at it. But he was well behind the three-point line. I can't imagine they're looking at that.
Huh. Well, not a great end of the first half and wouldn't be a great start to the second half if this ends up with three free throws for Ole Miss. BYU's taken 12 free throw attempts to the Rebels' 4 is all. Ole Miss coming in, shooting it well, 50% or better in back-to-back games. And they're 50% in the first half of this game.
Well, you see Ole Miss wants to get that switch, though. They want to switch Padula and get Kaba on him and then post up on Dallin's man, who they switch on. And at the time, Kaba let Padula shoot, but it wasn't a good shot. It was way off, and
I didn't think Cabo would foul him, and then I heard the whistle. I thought that was strange.
I think they are taking a look at the toe,
yeah, right.
Maybe on the three-point line. Tough to really tell from the distant view we're getting. So you're looking at probably two or free three throws here.
They're going to say
it's three. So three free throws for Ole Miss to open the second half, and they can tie the ball game. BYU led by 10 in this ball game. And now it could be a tie game if Padula does his job. 0 for 1 in the first half, but he was 11 for 13 coming into the game from the free throw line. Makes the first. Sean Padula, double figures in 3 of 5 coming in 2 today.
He's been pretty quiet. He'll get a chance to boost up a 3 here, but Dallin Hall, as he makes the second, Dallin Hall and Yegor on the other side, only 3 points between those two, and that's both teams need a little bit more production from those scorers on the point guard position.
Padula makes the first two and makes all three, and we're tied up. 42-42. 20 seconds gone here in the second half. Dallin Hall out near the timeline to Yegor. Yegor high to Catchings. Catchings back to Demian. Left side, Dallin Hall. Ole Miss's large lead's been 4. BYU large lead, 10. 5-second shot clock. Yegor bobbles, nearly gives away a release to Cannon, who shoots and misses from 3. And the rebound to Ole Miss. Ole Miss can take its first lead in a long time with a make here. Driving down the lane, shoving away his defender is Dre Davis. Misses at the rim. Rebound, Kava, knocked out of his hands. And Dallin Hall recovers and takes pressure into forecourt. Body checked all the way down the floor. The fans irate because Hall has been hounded for 10 seconds straight. Ends up giving it up to Kada and now Damien in forecourt. Physical game here, and the officials, as they say, letting him play, except for that foul called on Kava a moment ago where there wasn't a lot of contact. Dallin will drive and kick. Richie for 3 misses that short. And Ole Miss has the rebound, can take a lead again. 42-42, 90 seconds into half number 2. Right wing, Murray. The Ole Miss point guard, guarded by the taller Catchings, turns it over. Richie steals on the far sideline. Nice steal by Saunders, gets it to Dallin. Dallin forecourt left, Yegor. Angle left, Hall. 20-second shot clock, 18-20 game clock. 42-42 is our score here in San Diego. Dallin will drive it to the right perimeter, back it up the three-point range. Richie will penetrate, scoop, and miss at the rim. Rebound to Malik Dia. Missed right at the rim. Morrell hit on his way to the hoop on a drive to the left baseline. He'll shoot 2 free throws. So Ole Miss, which took 4 free throw attempts in the entire first half, will take its 4th and 5th free throw attempts of the first 2 minutes of the second half.
And here comes Foose saying, you know, Foose is a guy that can get you an easy bucket down low. Also a good offensive rebounder.
Kaba is just playing his first game back from an ankle injury, and you could argue that he's not himself. 0 points, has not taken a shot. Does have 5 rebounds, a couple of assists. Some nice passes for Kaba in the first half, but nothing doing in terms of scoring in 14 minutes for Kada. And Ole Miss can take its first lead in some time with a free throw, and there it is. Ole Miss 43 and BYU 42. Ole Miss's last lead came at 9-8. And now they lead at 43-42. The Cougars could not expand a 10-point lead in the first half, and the finish of the last first half wasn't ideal for BYU. And the second half start is suboptimal as well. Morrell makes both free throws, but is now maybe going to head to the bench. He's favoring his right leg as he limps toward the team area. Morrell's got 6.
He's really struggling just to get off the floor. It's a good offensive lineup for BYU. They need a bucket here.
So we'll see about the short-term future of Morrell. 44-42, Ole Miss has come back from down 10 to lead. Quiet day for Yegor. He passes to Saunders, stripe extended left. A double comes to Foose, leaving Yegor open for 3. Won't take it, will drive it and lay it up. Finger roll at the rim. Yegor might have been able to dunk that, but he'll take it to the 10 for 2 and tie the game at 44.
Immediately that started. They had to double Foose, and that left BYU go around the horn with it.
We'll call that a Hyundai power play of the game, the power drive by Yegor, and a 3-pointer the other way for Jalen Murray. His third three, he's got 13. And Ole Miss takes a 47-44 lead. The power play of the game is brought to you by the full lineup of Hyundai all-wheel drive SUVs. See your Utah Hyundai dealers. Yegor Deming, last time down with the Hyundai, power play of the game. BYU now down three. Yegor trying to wipe away Dre Davis, and they will call the foul on Davis. Non-shooting situation. 16:59 to play here at the Rady Children's Invitational.
Is doing a good job of getting the switch they want, and then the guards have either Okada or Foos on them, and they step back and just can create enough space to have an open three. See if Dallin can get going.
Dallin Hall, 25 feet away right side with a 10-second shot clock, a 16:50 second half game clock. Foose up top, down to 5 seconds. Yegor for three, big shot. Knocks it down. Yegor, five in a row for BYU. It's a Mountain America Credit Union three. And Yegor ties the game at 47. He had 3 points in the first half. Equals that with a big triple here early in the second half. Eduardo Klafke. Goes right side to top side, Murray. Murray straight away with a 10-second shot clock. Finds Padula for three. Pull, fire, and score for Padula. Two threes early in the second half for Ole Miss. Rebels back in front, 50-47. Big shot by Yegor, but the three-point answer for Ole Miss. Yegor gives it away. Turnover number 11 for BYU, and a tie-up will go to BYU on the arrow. Nice job by Deming for staying with it. He gave it up. Ended up getting it back for BYU on a tie-up. It'll go to Cougs on the arrow after this. 15:58 to play. Ole Miss playing with a three-point lead now, 50-47 over BYU on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
At Intermountain.
Into Big 12 basketball on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
Cougar basketball brought to you by Delta, the official airline of the BYU men's basketball team. BYU lead trailing Ole Miss, 50-47. BYU has led for most of this game. But Ole Miss with a strong surge to end the second half and good beginning of the second, or end of the first half and a good beginning of the second. And the Rebels up by three, owning BYU in points off of turnovers and points in the paint. They also have the edge in second chance points and fast break points. So every miscellaneous category going the way of the Rebels. BYU does find itself in the game thanks to three-point shooting. BYU's made 8 threes to Ole Miss's 5 on the day. And the Cougs may need to get and stay hot from deep to have a shot in this game. They trail the number 23 Rebels by 3 early in half number 2, 50-47.
Ole Miss has done a nice job, even though Damon has come out really nicely here to start this half with 5 points. But Ole Miss is really handsy out on the ball and constantly checking and hand-checking, and that's how they're keeping BYU guards from getting downhill. And no whistles coming from BYU's end, but it makes it tough when a team can be that physical with you and not have to worry about a whistle.
15:58 to play here in San Diego. It's the Rady Children's Invitational coming your way from Lion Tree Arena on the campus of UC San Diego. This is our first time and BYU's first time in a California multi-team event, MTE, since the 2003 Cable Car Classic. And that might have been an event where Brian Santiago was my color guy. Do you remember doing the cable car with me back in 2003? I think Brian was on that one.
Yeah, I don't remember that one.
I think that was a Santiago event.
That would be up in Santa Clara, San Francisco area. Actually, I played in the cable car against Steve Nash.
Of the Santa Clara Broncos.
We took him down.
This was played indeed at Santa Clara back in 2003. As we come back in, Richie Saunders with the ball. BYU over the Steve Nash-led Santa Clara Broncos. The Mark Durant-led BYU Cougars. Oh, a slip screen, and wow, a one-hand hammer from Fuseni Traore. We don't see a lot of that. I want to see more of that. Fuse with the hammer, and the Cougs within 150-49.
The bench even is impressed with that one. Wow. Fuse usually lays that one up, but not that time.
Inspiring. Padula
turnover.
Is stripped, yeah. Gets it back. Another deflected ball, and Dallin Hall saves in, but stepped on the boundary. It'll stay Ole Miss basketball. Good defensive hustle from BYU. Foose with the one-hand thump.
A get you going. And you can see the intensity on the defense there. Should have had that turnover.
Into Murray, short shot clock down to 12 seconds. 50-49, BYU within one. Dia dives low, and he takes a hold out front. Otherwise, he was going to the hole, and will they give him two on that? No. Non-shooting.
Yeah, that's a good foul because he was going to do to try and match Foose there.
So the foul will be BYU's third of the second half to one for Ole Miss. Padula, baseline send-in on the arc right side to David Barnes. Barnes, Murray. Murray angle left outside the three-point line, guarded by Saunders. The bounce pass goes to Dia down low. Dia jump hook is an air ball. Into the hands of Richie Saunders. BYU can retake a lead here. Saunders down the barrel. Saunders stopping at the top of the arc. Saunders takes a hit. A one-foot runner short. And Klafke, pardon me, on the rebound. That didn't look right. Richie got kind of caught down low and squeezed it up anyway. 14:45 to play. A skip pass to Barnes for an open three right corner. Back rim. Rebound Foose. BYU can again take a lead. 50-49 Ole Miss. The Rebels struggling from deep. 5-for-14 from the three-point line. Foose up high. Goes low to Dallin. Another turnover. It's knocked away. That's 12 for BYU on the day. Jalen Murray up high. Now at the free throw line. Will dive it low. See a double there. Pass out of the post. Trying to get rid of it and does to Dia at the right elbow. Dia shoved across the lane by Foose. There comes the whistle. Four fouls on BYU to only one for Ole Miss here in the second half. The Rebels are being allowed to play, and BYU's being called for everything.
Yeah, I mean, you don't want to be sour grapes, but clearly, I mean, Ole Miss is the more aggressive defensive team, and they have one foul in this half.
Padula, the lob in to Davis at the left arc. Now right wing Barnes calling for it on the post. Is Mikael Brown-Jones. Sees a double, knocked away, but he gets it back. Jump shot, no. Rebound, Cannon. Cannon catching, soaring high for the board. Again, BYU can take a lead. Ole Miss 50, BYU 49. When will BYU get back in front in this game? 14 minutes to play here in San Diego. Foose holds it out. Let's Baker pass by, gives to Hall. Hall's going to hook it low to Foose. Foose, great pass to Catchings. Catchings double-teamed and takes a foul down low. The tie-up will go to Ole Miss on the arrow.
I think it'll be a foul.
They call the foul. Yeah. Nope, they don't call the tie-up. Mark is right. The foul was called as Catchings was double-teamed down low and did take a hit before he could go up with it, non-shooting. And there's foul number two against Ole Miss. BYU basketball on the baseline. 13:48 to play. BYU trailing it by just one, 50-49. Dallin Hall, by the way, in this game has moved into the top 20 all-time in BYU assists, passing Alex Barcelo. Dallin's now 20th. This is the tie-up. So now it goes to Ole Miss on the arrows. BYU gets the ball in and immediately gets tied up, and it ends up being basically another turnover.
Oh, that should be a tie-up. I mean, the Ole Miss player had one hand on the ball. That wasn't on a shot.
That is 13 turnovers on the day for BYU to only 7 for Ole Miss. And if Ole Miss wins this game, BYU's turnover trouble will be the chief culprit. 50-49 Rebels. 13:35 to play here in San Diego. Dre Davis drives Baker, takes a hit, misses on the runner, and will get free throws. Another foul to BYU. 5-2. The foul trouble, the turnover trouble, all kinds of trouble for BYU. But it's only a one-point game. Rebels lead it by one with 13:32 to play. We're going to see Elijah Crawford.
Well, that's
four. And Yegor Demian check in.
Four on Dawson. He's picked up three in the last couple of minutes.
And that's four fouls with no points for Dawson Baker. Returning to Big West territory, UC San Diego playing in the Big West, and Dawson Baker played in the Big West at UC Irvine, leaves with 0 points and four fouls. 13:32 to play as Ole Miss makes the free throw and makes it a two-point lead. Free throw good by Dre Davis. He's now 2-for-3. Chance to go 3-for-4 from the free throw line. His second of two is heavy, and Richie Saunders was held in the attempt to grab the rebound. The foul will go to David Barnes. That's a good way to get Ole Miss into its third foul. So fouls are now 5-3. BYU 5, Ole Miss 3. BYU down 2. A 3 gives them a lead here. 13:30 to play. It's been sluggish offense for BYU spanning halftime. Elijah Crawford got a minute at the end of the first half, plays meaningful minutes early in the second half. Crawford to the top. to Demi, freshman to freshman. Yegor, elbow jumper. Nope. Rebound Jalen Murray. 13 minutes to play here in San Diego. Open three, Barnes. Missed that front rim. Rebound Foose. Outlets to Richie. BYU down floor. Buckets are hard to come by both ways here in the second half. It's a slugfest right now. 12:50 to play. Ole Miss by 2, 51-49. Crawford gets a bounce pass to Foose. Foose will pass out of it to an open. Catchings for three. Missed it. Jalen Murray grabs the rebound. Bodies on the floor as Ole Miss takes it down the floor. Murray lobs it up. And the lob pass at the side of the backboard. What's the call?
We get Saunders.
That's going to be six on BYU. Now this not been a great start to the second half. BYU averaging 91 points a game, had 42 at the break, and has scored only seven here in the second half in the first 8 minutes of the half. 51-49, Ole Miss leading it, and this turned into a grinder.
That was a
they say non-shooting. It'll be out of bounds on foul number six. Catchings will have a seat after making his first four from the three-point line. He's missed his last two. Morrell right at the bucket off the inbound scores a lay-in. He's got eight. And Ole Miss up four. Ties the game-high lead that they last had at 4-0. Now 53-49. 12:20 to go. Who's going to get it done for BYU? Richie Saunders will drive it from the left perimeter, take a hit on his way to the hole. He'll get two free throws. You might expect Richie to do just that. BYU needing a bucket, and Richie takes the initiative and draws a foul. He'll shoot two free throws. BYU has made 11 in a row at the free throw line, but have not taken a free throw in the second half until this moment. Been a lot of contact both ways. 6-4, the foul situation. Six against BYU, four against Ole Miss. As Richie lines up the free throw, and that makes it 12 in a row for BYU. Cougar basketball brought to you by Siegfried & Jensen. Siegfried & Jensen, helping Utah families for over 30 years. Learn more at SiegfriedandJensen.com. BYU playing the 23rd-ranked team and right there with them, but has led for most of this game still, but now plays from behind there, ends the streak of 12 in a row. 1-for-2 on the trip, 53-50. Ole Miss leading BYU by 3. With 12:05 to play here at the Rady Children's Invitational. Semi-final game, four-team, two-day event. Winner gets Purdue tomorrow, loser NC State. Murray to the left junction. One-foot jumper from there, swishes it. Wow, what a good scorer Jalen Murray is. That's 15 for a guy averaging 12.2 per game.
Yeah, he's been great. He gets that switch. He just backs up until he's got room to shoot over Foose.
BYU's not been down five at any point until right now. 55-50, Ole Miss leads it. Cougars need a run here. Richie to the right block. Jumper blocked. And into the hands of the Rebels. Ole Miss now can lead by 7 or 8 on this possession. Break field, right baseline. To Barnes, cycled high to Murray. Morrell penetrates, stopping the left post. Out to Barnes for an open three. Top of the key, missed the three. Foose fouled on the fight for the rebound by Jamin Breakfield. That'll be the second on Breakfield. Timeout on the floor. 11:12 to play here in San Diego. We'll take a break. BYU battling from down five now. Ole Miss 55 and BYU 50. The Cougs, no field goals in almost 5 minutes as Ole Miss takes a 5-point lead on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
All Pro Cast.
You're listening to BYU Basketball on the new skin, BYU Sports Network. Here is Ben Bagley with a scoreboard update.
Some finals in Big 12 hoops already today as Louisville takes down West Virginia in overtime 79-70. TCU falls to Santa Clara 69-52. And with 4:45 left in the second half, 24th-ranked Arizona trails by 9 against Oklahoma 74-65. Now back to Greg and Mark.
Thank you, Ben. During our break, you heard from All Pro Capital. All Pro Capital sponsors the money moment of the game, and we're going to go for that moment right now. 11:12 to play here in San Diego, and BYU's down 5 for the first time today. Makes this the money moment in the Cougs' battle back here against Ole Miss. It's brought to you by All Pro Capital. Put your money to work with smart real estate investments. Visit allprocapital.com for more information. All Pro Capital, celebrating 15 years of creating wealth. BYU in the first half shot 44%. After halftime, shooting only 30%, as the Cougs have gone from in front by three at the break to trailing by five after the break. BYU's minus 11 in points off of turnovers, minus 10 in points in the paint. The Cougs have eight 3-point field goals to Ole Miss's three. One of the reasons BYU's still right there, down just to five. And having played and not scored in this game, Kaba Keita and Dallin Hall. Yegor Damian's been held to eight on 3-for-7, 1-for-4 from three. And unusually, Yegor's got just one assist with four turnovers.
Yeah, really good job. You're playing against a great coach with a lot of experienced guys, and they've done a good job taking Yegor and Dallin, for the most part, out of this game. But defensively is, again, where they're having trouble. I mean, you look at Ole Miss, they're shooting almost 50%, and Murray has been terrific. He gets that switch, and they just have not had an answer for him.
Kalen Murray's been outstanding. Started all 32 games for Ole Miss last year. And again, Ole Miss, one of those rare teams that brings back a lot of guys. You don't see too many teams with seven seniors with a bunch of guys that have already spent a lot of time at that school. But Ole Miss is one of those teams. Murray with 15 to lead the Rebels. 14 for Richie Saunders to pace BYU. As we come back in, it's BYU basketball. Yegor with the count at four, didn't get it in. Turnover number 14.
He could have got it to Nell, but he didn't think he quite had it, and then he waited too long.
Well, if BYU falls today, the turnover number will have killed the Cougars. 55-50, and now Ole Miss inbounds beneath his bucket. Into break field from Murray. Murray spins on Yegor. Hall digs down looking for the steal, but all BYU can do is knock it out of bounds. So it's Ole Miss basketball with 11:05 to play now. 55-50, Rebels lead the Cougars. Winner getting Purdue tomorrow, loser NC State. The early game for the losers, late game for the winners. Padula with the count at four, got it into Murray left side. Murray falls to the floor, fell with it, no call on a travel, releases to Davis, a drive to the rim, and a block, a break field by Fusine Traore. Rejects Breakfield, who was soaring for a jam. No, sir. Wow. Foos has had two outstanding plays here in the second half. One huge one-handed hammer and a block of a would-be dunk at the other end. Foos at the free throw line. Holds to Nell. Huge shot for Trevin, and it's in and out from three. And Trevin is still scoreless from the field on the day. He's got two free throws, but now 0 for 4 from the field and 0 for 3 from deep, and that was as good a look as he's had today. 55-50, Ole Miss keeps the lead. BYU now 8 for 22 from the three-point line. The ball goes out of bounds off of Ole Miss, and the Cougs will trigger. Rebels will bring in Malik Dia, checking out as Jamin Breakfield, the Duke transfer. 10:32 to play. BYU down 5, still right there, but not a lot happening for the Cougs offensively. No field goals in 5.5 minutes. Just a terrible time to go dry here in misty San Diego. Demian nearly traveled with it, lobs it low to Foose, got a good seal, waits, goes up and scores it. There it is. Ends a field goal drought of 5.5 minutes. Fusine Traore makes it a one-possession game, 55-52. Maybe Foose is the man to bring BYU back in this one. He's had a good second half. He's on the high show with Murray. Murray then to the paint, floats it and scores it again. They cannot stop. Wow. Jalen Murray. He's been just tremendous.
Smallest guy on the floor, and he just finds a way.
Ole Miss back up 5. 57-52. Yegor open for a three. Steps into it and misses it. Wide open. And then Foose can't control the offensive rebound. Ole Miss comes the other way, leading it 57-52. Down the lane. Two-hand hammer for Malik Dia. He's got four. Does Kevin Young call timeout here? 59-52. BYU's down 7 for the first time. Feels like a timeout moment for BYU, but no, they'll let it roll. 59-52, BYU down 7, 9:25 to go. Game-high deficit for the Cougs. Foose to the middle, jump hook with the right hand. Oh, tough bounce, rim off the back, the flange, and off. And Ole Miss on the rebound. Such a good look for Foose, and somehow the bounce doesn't go BYU's way. Oh. A strip steal. Dallin Hall driving it the other way. Will hammer it home with two hands. BYU draws to within 5. What a play by Dallin at a key time for the Cougs to hang in this one. Now the BYU fans on their feet. 8:55 to go. 5-point game, 59-54. Rebels, BYU needing a stop here. Murray, angle right. between his legs, takes Boskovic, steps back on him, three-pointer short, rebound, Yegor. Yegor clears, BYU 5-on-4 the other way, cross-court Dallin. Dallin will drive it, send it to Yegor, passing out of it, open three, Trevin Nell, there it is!
Yes!
There it is! Trevin with his first three, and the Cougs make it a two-point game. 59-57, timeout or no? We stay live, now we go timeout, Ole Miss. BYU on a run to make it a one-possession game. Chris Beard screaming at his guys. Kevin Young gathering his guys. The Cougs right back in it. Down two. We're taking a timeout. 8:26 to go here in San Diego. The fans are being heard from here in BYU Blue. Timeout. 8:26 to play. 59-57. Ole Miss lead down to two on the new skin. BYU Sports Network.
At Hyundai, we make a big deal.
Back to Mark Durant and the voice of the Cougars, Greg Wrubell, on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
Cougar basketball brought to you by Jones Paint and Glass, serving Utah and the Intermountain West since 1938. Visit jonespg.com to find a location near you. Well, the two biggest plays of this game to this point have just been made by two of the most veteran players BYU has. Dallin Hall with a strip, steal, and score to cut a seven-point lead to five. And then Trevin Nell makes his first field goal of the game and makes it count. A three-pointer from the left corner off the assist from Yegor Demian. And that turns it to a two-point game. A 5-0 spurt. Hall and Nell with the plays to bring it to 59-57. 8:26 to play here at Lion Tree Arena in San Diego.
Yeah, how cool is the game of basketball? BYU looked like they were almost cooked there. And then Dallin Hall makes just this play out of nowhere, and that got BYU going, got the crowd going. Now the momentum has completely shifted to the Blue, and we'll see what Ole Miss can do. But BYU has gotten themselves back in it.
Ole Miss will trigger in front of the Ole Miss bench as we come back in. Davin Barnes, the Sam Houston transfer, will send in. Ole Miss in white with red and blue, BYU in black with royal blue and white. And the forecourt right in front of us sees the Rebels in possession with a 20-second shot clock and an 8:20 game clock. Right wing, Sean Padula. Padula, 9 points, six coming after halftime. Getting three down low is Dia. Oh, what a great knock away by Yegor Demian. Demian looked to be beat by, when they call the foul. A foul. It looked like a clean strip by Yegor.
The official that was furthest away, you know, had to look through a ton of guys.
How do you call that?
He had an official 3 feet away who did not call it.
Yegor swipes down on the ball, and yeah, they did judge there to be some arm contact by either Hall or Yegor, which gives free throws, but Dia misses. He's a 67% free throw shooter and goes 0 for 1, gets a second look. The Belmont transfer played for Vanderbilt before that. Dia goes 1 for 2 on the trip. He's got 5 points on the day. It's a one-possession game, stays one possession at 60-57. Ole Miss leading BYU. Cougs led by as many as 10. That was in the first half. Ole Miss led by as many as 7 here in the second half. And Dallin Hall will take it from back to front. Hall with Nell and Yegor and Boskovic and Kata. Kata's back in the game. Yegor, right wing, Mihailo. Mihailo takes a hit at the right elbow, squeezes it up. No. That'll be foul number 6, non-shooting. Both teams will be in the bonus the rest of the way. BYU with 7 team fouls. The Rebels with 6. BYU will get an out-of-bounds or baseline send-in here with 8:02 to play. We'll see where the trigger is coming from. It'll come from the baseline. Yegor will do the honors. To the right of the BYU bucket, the young Russian slaps the ball and lobs out to Hall, right wing. BYU down 3, 60-57. We have an intriguing final 8 minutes for you here on BYU Radio. Kaba Kata for the tie. Yegor missed the three, but he got hit on it. And pounding the floor in frustration, Mikhail Brown-Jones. He fouled Yegor. Yegor will get three after this timeout. Yegor can tie the game at the free throw line when we come back to San Diego. 7:51 to play. Ole Miss 60 and BYU 57 on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
Thank you for voting Dexter.
Your home for BYU basketball is the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
BYU fans, dinner after the game at JCW's includes something for everybody, from burgers to wings, shakes to salads. JCW's quality and a lot of it in Lehigh, American Fork, Provo, South Jordan, and Harriman. We've hit the under 8 minute media timeout coming out of it with seven fouls apiece on the board for BYU and Ole Miss. And on the board, it's a 60-57 Ole Miss lead over BYU. The Cougs surviving 38% shooting after halftime to be in a one possession game. BYU still led for more time than it has trailed in this game, but Ole Miss did get out to a 7 point second half lead. The Cougars crawling back in. And again, it's a 3 point game with 7:51 to play here at the Rady Children's Invitational on the campus of UC San Diego Lion Tree Arena, with the winner taking on number 13 Purdue tomorrow at 4 o'clock Mountain Time. The loser will take on NC State at 1:30 Mountain Time. And if it's NC State, it'll be a rematch of a game that you and Tyson Jex called in Las Vegas last year, a game that gave BYU the title in that multi-team event. And if BYU takes on Purdue, it'll be a rematch of the 2014 Maui Invitational meeting. So 10 years ago, we were in Maui, and BYU was taking on Purdue, a game the Boilermakers won. And so again, Purdue for today's game winner and NC State for today's loser.
Well, before the timeout, Yegor took a deep three, maybe a little ill-advised, but he gets fouled, and so he'll get to the free throw line, which hasn't really been his friend this year, but he'll have three free throws to tie this game up.
Yegor has taken two free throws. He's one for two, missed his first, made his second, and the second free throw that he took was the first make of the day, and it started a run of 12 consecutive free throw makes for BYU. The Cougs are 12 for 14 on the day. Ole Miss is 9 for 13. All right, Yegor shoots three as we come back in.
I thought Yegor's played much better in the second half, struggled a little bit in the first, but seems to be his old self here in the second.
Yeah, one assist in the first half, has two after halftime. Yegor shoots three in a three-point game. You hear the ball ripple the twine, one for one, 60-58. You hear that sound, that means a miss.
You hear that one in Los Angeles.
And that's the good sound again. So two for three. And BYU within one, 60-59.
Full court pressure.
Murray will wave Padula up court and take the pressure of Deming into fourth court. Murray starts Davis right wing. And Davis takes a foul out front, and that'll be one and one.
Really, you're going to call that?
There was almost nothing there, but the whistle will give the Rebels a chance to score with the clock stop.
It's a foul, but, I mean, Ole Miss guards are mugging BYU's guards, doing the exact same thing, and you call that.
Dre Davis, only 2 of 4 at the free throw line. Maybe not a bad guy to give a one and one situation to. Front end to Davis. Foul number 8 for BYU. For Dallin Hall, foul number 3. Davis, 1-1. And swishes that. So his pattern today has been make, miss, and make. So we'll call him due for a miss with Ole Miss leading 61-59. But it's a make, unfortunately, for BYU. 4 for 6 for Davis in a 3-point game. Rebels 62, BYU 59. 7:30 to play. Yegor runs it to the right side. His pass is knocked back off the official, but it stays in bounds. Yegor will take it off the ricochet. Nell to Boscovich for three in the left corner. And the Cougs tie the game at 62. Three-pointer from Mihailo Boscovich. The 10th three of the day for BYU. 10 threes for BYU, 5 for Ole Miss. If BYU wins, the three-point line may be the main reason why. The spin by Davis gets right to the rim, takes a hit, and will shoot more free throws on a miss down low.
Mihailo and Davis get into it.
Mihailo jawing, and now we've got technicals both ways.
Oh, brother. I love Mihailo, though. He is in this game and not daunted by the prospect of shooting that shot. He nails it.
Did they call Mihailo for the common foul before the technical foul?
I'm not sure it was on him.
I don't think it was either. So we'll see who gets the personal foul. But there were fouls teed up for both Davis and Boscovich. Those will offset using the football vernacular. And it's 62-61. Oh, pardon me.
I got Dallin. He's got three.
No, hold on a second here, Mark. That last jumper by Boscovich, they're calling only a two. So it's 62-61. I thought it was a tie ball game. But you thought it was a three? I thought it was three. Free throw good by Davis meantime. He's made three in a row at an important time for Ole Miss. So instead of tying the game, Boskovich makes it only a one-point game that is now two at 63-61 on the free throw make. So the Cougs go from 10 threes made to only nine. They took the three off the board, made it a two. So BYU's now down two, and Davis can make it three and does so. So he's made four in a row at the free throw line. And BYU's back down three again, 64-61. Deming, stutter step to the left side of the arc. Drops it off there for Cannon Catchings. Cannon crossing over and takes a foul out front by Padula. That'll give Cannon one and one. Ole Miss is going to shoot two the rest of the way, and now the officials are getting between players again. This has been a game with a physical tone, a little feistiness, some chippiness here in the second half. 64-61, Ole Miss leading BYU by three. Cannon can make it a one-point game, but he's got to make the first free throw to get a look at a second. One and one on team foul number eight. And that was whistled against Sean Padula, his second. So it's a front-end situation for Catchings. Cannon, one of four Cougs in double figures. He has 10. Boskovich, by the way, with 10, one off his BYU career high. Cannon misses the free throw. Chance for two. BYU gets zero. 64-61 Rebels. BYU, which made 12 consecutive free throws at one point, is now 14 for 18. And a big miss there. Murray driving low on Deming. Passes out to Padula straight away. Down to a 10-second shot clock. Padula gets around Catchings. Cuffs it. Overhand. A pass on the left wing. It goes left corner. Contested jumper in and out. Offensive rebound Padula. And a reset for Ole Miss. On the miss by Morrell. Goes right to the right guy, and a reset for the Rebels. 64-61, Ole Miss leads at 6:15 to play. Plenty of time. Every possession feels so vital in this game. Murray, free throw line, will pass out of it. No, he'll underhand scoop it and miss it. Rebound Kata. He's got a clear and does to Demet. Yegor, forecourt left. BYU down three, 64-61. 6 minutes even to play. Mihailo for the tie. Missed the three. Tipped by Kava, no good. Ricochet to Nell, right corner, Catchings three. That's no good. And Padula the rebound for Ole Miss. And it's miss after miss for BYU. Padula drive, scoop, and score. Lays it up for 11. And BYU down five, 66-61. Two free throw, a free throw miss on the front end. And then multiple misses. Last time down, timeout Kevin Young and BYU. 5:34 to go, and Ole Miss pushes the lead to five, 66-61. We'll stay right here with it. 30-second timeout for the Cougs.
Yeah, two really good looks from Mihailo and then Cannon in the corner. Couldn't get either one to go, and then breakdown defensively allowed Padula to just go right to the hoop.
Uncontested lay-in, essentially. BYU basketball brought to you by Sierra West, the largest dealer in Utah. Lowest prices in three stores located across from the malls in Orem, Sandy, and Murray. Sierra West Jewelers, we price match. Well, win or lose, it's a learning experience for BYU here in San Diego with the caliber of competition taking a steep uptick this week after BYU opens 5-0 against lesser-regarded foes. Today it's a ranked Ole Miss team. Tomorrow, if the Cougars do not find a way to come back and win, they'll get an NC State team that lost to Purdue, a nationally-ranked Purdue team earlier today. And again, tomorrow, if the Cougs do not win today, it'll be a 12:30 pregame and a 1:30 tip Mountain Time. If the Cougs come back to win this one against Ole Miss, they'll get the late game, meaning a 3 o'clock pregame and a 4 o'clock Mountain Time tip. Again, Purdue for today's winner and the Wolfpack of NC State for today's loser. Cougs on the floor with Yegor, Richie, Cannon Catchings, Trevin Nell, and Fuseni Traore.
Gotta go.
Yegor, with the count of three, gets it into Saunders. Saunders, a big spark for BYU in the first half, quieter second half. Richie also playing through an ankle injury that he picked up in the first half. Yegor will penetrate, get right to the rim. Layup score. Yegor Deming, the long, loping strides. And the young Russian gets to the 10 for two. And BYU makes it a one-possession game again. 66-63. Much better second half for Yegor.
Yeah, he's looked terrific, and that was a great move. Now he's got to get a stop and a rebound.
Murray, high. Breakfield. Spins down the lane. Floats it and misses it. Gets his own rebound. Foul. Free throws. Nell and Barnes now bodying each other after the whistle. No call there, but man alive. Second chance opportunity.
Yeah, every
from the free throw line.
Free throws for Ole Miss.
And it's two free throws the rest of the way. Double bonus for the Rebels. BYU is another two fouls away from double bonus time. Brakefield, two big free throws. He's one for one. Misses there. He's one for two. That was a rough miss. Clanks off the flange. Was 12 for 18 from the stripe coming into the day. Now 1 for 2 on this day. 66-63 Rebels. 5 minutes, 1 second remain. 1 for 2 on the trip. And 2 for 3 on the day. And 4 points on the afternoon for Jamin Brakefield, averaging 11 points per game at 4 for the day. 4-point lead for Ole Miss. Brakefield makes the free throw and sits. Nell, Deming, Saunders, Catchings, Traore, Yegor. We'll slow bounce it into forecourt. Deming finds Saunders on the arc left. They go low to Foose on a single team. Foose to the middle. Step through. Layup good. Beautifully done. They guarded him with one man, and that man is no match for Fuseni Traore. Tremendous footwork and finish at the rim.
They didn't want to have BYU have an open three, so they just took one guy at Fuse. Good luck.
67-65. BYU within two with 4:33 to play. Padula bounces it low to Morrell. Morrell on a back down. Squares, jumps and scores. Matthew Morrell has 8.
Get a stop.
69-65. Ole Miss leading it. Make after make. They made the last two down the floor. Foose in the paint. Takes a bump in the back. I think Barnes got him. That'll be 1-1. The final 1-1 for BYU. So 4:06 to go. 69-65. Rebels have the lead. And Traore will shoot 1-1. Mihailo Boskovic getting ready to re-enter for BYU. Foose up around 90% on his free throws for the year.
Big free throws, obviously. Every point critical now. 4 minutes.
15 for 17 on the year at the line. 16 for 18. 16 for 18 on his free throws. That's 89%. Foose looks at him go 2 for 2 on the trip and does so. Wow. 2-point game, 69-67. He's so good. Fuseni Traore with 11. 5 Cougs in double figures now. Saunders 14. Deming 12. Traore 12. Catchings 12. Boskovic 10. That was point number 12 for Fuseni Traore. 69-67, but BYU, to state the obvious, desperately needs a stop here. Under 4 minute media timeout coming on the whistle. Straight away, Morrell guarded by Catchings. Ole Miss by 2. Right wing Murray splits defenders. 8-footer float and miss. Rebound slap out and brought down by Murray on a reset. BYU had the look at it, couldn't squeeze it. Padula drive, reverse lay in, out. It pops out. The Cougs catch a break. Well, that's ball don't lie, maybe, for BYU. And now the Cougs in the forecourt, under 4 minutes to play. BYU can tie or take a lead. The score is 69-67. Ole Miss leads it. Foose to the middle. Foose jump hook in. Ties the game! Right hand over left shoulder. 69-69. And he's so fine. Fuseni Traore.
Keep going back to the well, and why wouldn't you? Foose is unstoppable.
Tie ball game. 3:13 to play. Murray on the angle right, guarded by the taller Catchings. High Barnes slips travel. And falls and travels with it. Turns it over. It's BYU basketball after this timeout. The final 3:05 coming up here in San Diego. 69-69. The Cougs have tied the game. They can take a lead when we come back right after this on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
Is LASIK right for you?
Enter courtside seats and rejoin the voice of the Cougars, Greg Wrubell.
BYU's won 13 consecutive November games. Chris Beard of Ole Miss has never lost a non-conference game or a November game. One of those streaks will end today. Which way will it end? We'll find out in the next 3 minutes and 5 seconds of game time. 3:05 on the clock, and 69-69 is our score. BYU and Ole Miss are deadlocked. Ole Miss has led for slightly more time than BYU now. The Rebels have led for 16:44. BYU's led for 15:47. The Cougars can increase their time in the lead after we come out of this timeout. It'll be BYU basketball in this 69-69 ball game.
Well, they found something. BYU has that the two-man game with Yegor and Fusini been very good. Those two have been great in this half. So I suspect that BYU's looking to go back to that here in their huddle. And Ole Miss is saying we got to do something to stop that.
Five Cougs in double figures and four Rebels with 10-plus points. BYU led by Fusini. Traore's 14. Richie Saunders, 14. 12s for Yegor and Catchings. 10 for Mihailo Boskovic.
Well, I'm sure they're going to bring some help on Fus. They have gone too long without doing that. So now Fus has to be in a mindset when that double comes, where's the shooter? Find a shooter, and that could be BYU's best play.
All right, 3:05 to go. BYU will take the floor with Traore, joined by Catchings, Saunders, Nell, and Demian. Trevin Nell's made one field goal in this game, but it was a huge one. A three-pointer here in the second half as the Cougars made their way back from down as many as seven. BYU led by as many as 10 in the first half, and Trevin Nell will trigger right in front of us here courtside. BYU right to left as we see it and you hear it. The Cougs attack the goal to our left. The bounce to Saunders. Saunders three-point range left. Fus left side. Top side, Yegor. Yegor back left to Trevin. Pull, fire, score! Trevin Nell for three! His second triple, and the Cougs take a three-point lead, 72-69. Yegor almost had the steal far side. Driving is Morrell. Floater, yes, to answer. Matt Morrell makes 12 for him, and a one-point game, 72-71. Great shot out of the timeout. It was a fade screen they set up and ran it perfectly. Saunders left wing. BYU by one. The lead, 72-71.
The double
comes to Fus. Yegor for three. That's good! Top of the key, three! Yegor Demian! And the Cougs are up four. Can they get a stop? 75-71. Morrell takes it low. Cut off in the post. Driving to the hoop. Blocked, fouled, and free throws for Dre Davis. But he's due for free throw misses. He is due. He's made four in a row and five of six, and he didn't come in shooting that well. He was 62% on the year coming into the day, so he is due for a miss or two with 2:12 on the clock. Two-shot situation. Both teams now double bonus rest of the way. Dre Davis shooting two on the foul.
Short,
and then rolled around and fell off. BYU, a four-point lead. Second coming up for Davis. Who'd they give that foul to? It was to... Who'd they get?
Not sure.
Okay, we'll wait for that. Second for Davis. Heavy. Yegor the rebound. 0 for 2 for Davis. And the Cougs now a four-point lead in the forecourt. 75-71. Deming, slow bounce, guarded by Morrell, leaning into Yegor. Yegor on the bounce, left wing, a steal, a turnover, and down floor Morrell. Morrell blocked by Yegor, and a foul called on Yegor.
Wow, clean block, another foul.
Well, Mark, BYU had the ball in forecourt, leading it by four, and turnover number 14 on the day is a huge one. And it was just a simple pass to the wing that Padula stepped in front of. And at the end, it's free throws. Morrell, who's 2 for 2, gets two more just at the worst possible time. A simple little play, and now Ole Miss can make it a two-point game.
Yeah, an unusual mistake from Yegor as he tried to make the pass with the left hand, and it came off his hand a little wrong. You got to be super sharp because Ole Miss is coming.
Free throw good by Matt Morrell. He's got 13. Four-point lead in the ball, yeah. And a giveaway. 75-72. This to go 2 for 2. Made them both.
Morrell looks good. He went off the floor. Didn't think he'd be back in this game. He looks great.
The points off a turnovers number will be the one you look at if BYU doesn't find a way to win this one. 75-73. BYU by two. 100 seconds to play. Dallin Hall, three-point land left. Fus sees a quick double on the short corner left. Back out to Hall. Skip pass, Richie. Three. No. Rebound, Ole Miss. The Rebels can take a lead.
Great look there.
Got the look. They got exactly what they wanted on the rotation. BYU now needs a stop. 1:20 to go. BYU by two. 75-73. Morrell runs it out front. Gets around Catchings and misses at the rim. They get the rebound. another offensive rebound, a step to the middle. Davis banks and scores. His only field goal of the second half, and Ole Miss has now tied the game at 75. Another offensive rebound, stick back and score. Points off of turnovers, second chance points, keeping Ole Miss in the game, and we're now in a tie game, 75-75. The turnover up four has turned the tide for the moment. Foose straight away, right wing Hall. Down to a 5 second shot clock. Kevin Young calls timeout with a 6 second shot clock. 41.2 to play. So not much time, but Kevin Young is going to drop a play to give BYU back the lead. 75-71 with the ball in fourth court, under 2 minutes to go, an unforced error, and it's 4 points the other way, including an offensive rebound stick back. And man alive, BYU had this thing right where it wanted it. And now we're in a tie ball game. 41.2 remain.
Yeah, they got the stop. They got the miss. And BYU just couldn't come up with the rebound. Ole Miss crashing very hard. It's everything. You know, that's their last chance. So they're going to go at you. And BYU's got to have that same mentality. Even though you get a miss, you got to have everybody crashing the boards and go get that rebound. And they did not do that. Now, just have to have a quick play off the hitter. It's going to be a sideline inbounds and get a good shot as you can. Now, it's going to be two more possessions. So no matter what Ole Miss does, you're going to have another chance here. But obviously you want to be in the lead rather than trying to make a shot at the buzzer.
All right, we're counting possessions now with 41.2 to go. And BYU and Ole Miss tied 75-75. Ole Miss was down four. They score four in a row to square it. Now Yegor Demian will send in on the far sideline.
What you want to do here is not panic. And you got 6 seconds. The guy who catches it doesn't have to shoot. You've got plenty of time. Maybe go back to Yegor off the inbound pass.
BYU looking for the first signature win of the Kevin Young era. Number 23, Ole Miss, with Coach Chris Beard at the helm. Yegor will send in far sideline. 6 second shot clock. Into Saunders. Down to 5 and 4.
Good
Richie
play.
Drives and he gets fouled out front. I like Richie given the chance to finish there. Instead, the foul's called out front. He drove it for the lay-in, but the free throw situation will give BYU a chance for the lead with 38.7 to go. That's double bonus. BYU gets two free throws for Saunders. Richie today, 5 for 6 at the line. Makes the free throw. BYU by one, 76-75, 38.7. So no matter what Ole Miss does, as Mark said at the other end, BYU will get one more look on the offensive end. This to give BYU a two-point lead. Sean Padula and Jalen Murray, both deadly from three, both shooting 40 and 42% coming in two today. Boskovic in.
Mowat in as well.
Defensive purposes. As Yegor and Trevin will have a seat. So Richie for the second free throw and a two-point lead and makes them both.
Wow.
77-75. Saunders with now
16.
16 for the day. Cougs up two. Ole Miss in forecourt. 30 seconds to play. Jalen Murray will drive it down the lane. Take contact, bank, and score. Tie ball game.
Almost got a whistle there. They didn't call it. Good shot. Murray's tough. BYU will have the game-winning shot here, though.
Without the benefit of a single free throw, Murray's got 19 on the day. Just forcing the action, getting to the rim, scoring. Ole Miss has the points and the paint advantage today. And the points off a turnovers advantage. Sizable one there. Can BYU make those points moot and find a way? With 25.8 to play, BYU can get close to a last look for the win. If not, we're going to overtime.
Yeah, that's what you want. A win or overtime. Don't shoot it too early and give or make a mistake. Give Ole Miss a chance.
Our stat monitor situation is frozen here at courtside. We can tell you there's 25.8 to play in a 77-77 ball game. 6-2, Ole Miss surge in the final 2 minutes. Kevin Young huddling with his team, Chris Beard with his, as BYU draws up its final offensive possession. What the Cougs might have as a final offensive possession.
Well, they may draw up a play here and just play it out, but they do have another timeout. Get late. It's not there. You could call timeout.
Both teams will have one timeout remaining coming out of this break. Double bonus both ways. So both teams have two free throws coming on every whistle.
What I'd like is something go into the hoop and maybe draw a foul. This will be Yegor. Welcome to college basketball, Yegor.
Yegor in backcourt to Hall. Down will take it into forecourt. 20 seconds to play. Fans on their feet here in San Diego. Slow bounce for Hall with 15 seconds. We're down to 10. Yegor hit the deck, no call. Down still on the bounce. Foose with 7. Foose squares up with 5. Foose with a jump hook, hit the back of the rim. No. Rebound to Ole Miss. A heave from backcourt.
Oh, my goodness.
Went off the back of the rim. Almost went in from 80 feet. Instead, we go to overtime. Tied up 77-77. We'll play 5 more minutes on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
Get you back to the Utah Eye Center's courtside seats and rejoin the voice of the Cougars, Greg Wrubell.
First overtime game of the Kevin Young era, 77-77. BYU and nationally ranked Ole Miss here at the Rady Children's Invitational, San Diego, California, campus of UC San Diego and Lion Tree Arena. BYU had a 4-point lead and the ball under 2 to play. But a giveaway contributing to a 6-2 Ole Miss run to end the game. BYU got a look from Fusene Terreri, but a jump hook not really in his wheelhouse. He was pushed out to about 12 feet. It had a chance to go.
Bounced off
the rim a couple of times, and ultimately it was an Ole Miss rebound. They had a heave from like 85 feet that almost went. All right, the overtime tip is won by BYU, and the Cougs will keep it going right to left. And now what do we have?
Clock again.
Again a clock that doesn't start properly on the inbound. It was a inbound, wasn't stopped properly to begin the second half, and a tip to begin overtime.
Well, that last second play just didn't materialize. Yegor went to the ground, so it kind of blew up the play. They did get it to Foose, but not a great shot for him.
Cannon Catchings makes a catch on the left wing. 20-second shot clock, 4:50 left in overtime. Dallin Hall, right wing. Thought about the three, and offensive foul turnover.
He wasn't going to call it on Cannon, who was setting a screen. And Padula went down, maybe a bit of a flop, and he gets the whistle.
And that is the 16th turnover of the day for BYU.
Probably a good call, a little bit aggressive with the screen from Cannon. Left shoulder.
Put a body into the jaw of Sean Padula, right into the right ear, and they're going to look at it, see what else is there, if anything. Either way, it's a giveaway. And BYU's had a couple of crucial turnovers here in the closing moments of the second half and the opening minute here of overtime. And Ole Miss has made BYU pay 21 points off of turnovers.
Well, not a great play there from Cannon, who came out guns a-blazing, 4 in a row from 3 to get BYU at 10-point lead and has not scored since.
Business. 4:44 on the clock. They've taken a look at it, and that's all it's going to be is a turnover. So offensive foul or foul on the offensive end, so it's a team control foul, no free throws, although both teams are in the double bonus here in overtime. Ole Miss trailed by as many as 10, led by as many as 7. Came back from down 4 in the final 2 minutes. We are in overtime, 77-77. Jalen Murray topside to Matt Morrell on the arc left. Straight away Murray. Murray 23 feet away straight away. Shot clock down to 12 with Dre Davis at the right elbow. He'll shoot from 10 feet, miss it. Rebound, Kaba Keita collects for BYU. Good clear by Kaba.
BYU had gotten to his zone there, and it took Ole Miss off guard.
7 rebounds for Keita on the day. Hasn't scored in this game. 4:10 to play in overtime. 77-77. High screen set by Kaba for Yegor. Yegor passes out of it to Catchings. Fadeaway 3 left side. Spins out. Rebound Ole Miss. Kaba opened up 4 for 4 from 3. Is since 0 for 4 from 3. 3:53 to play. 77-77. No one scored in overtime. Murray will take it down the lane. Stop at 12 feet. Fake his man in the air and score on the jumper. Murray's got 21. He's just not guardable.
He's a problem. It's crazy how someone that small could cause so much havoc in the paint.
5-11, buck 65. 79-77, Ole Miss by two. Yegor fouled out front. He'll get two free throws with 3:32 to play in overtime.
I wish he was wishing he would have shot that. He will get two free throws, but had a lane to the basket. He could have shot it and had a chance for three.
Mikael Brown-Jones picks up his fourth. So that makes it three Rebels with four fouls. No, I mean, that's five. That's actually done. The bench player, Mikael Brown-Jones, is done. That is his fifth. Davis has four as well. Yeah, Brown-Jones already had four. So he's done. Yegor will shoot two with BYU down to 3:32 to go in overtime. 79-77 is our score. The winner gets Purdue, number 13 Purdue, tomorrow in the late game. The loser gets NC State in the early game. Yegor Demian, 15 points, three rebounds, four assists, five turnovers. And the turnover, the number five, was the one that came with a four-point lead under 2 minutes to go in the second half. That was a crucial misstep. Can the Cougs make amends here in overtime? Yegor makes the first and does not make the second. One for two, and BYU's down one, 79-78. 16 for Demian. Four off his career high. Jalen Murray takes a bump out front. That'll be two for Murray. Fuseni Traore called for a very gentle foul 40 feet from the bucket. 40 feet away. And a chance for points on free throws for Ole Miss. 79-78. Rebels lead it. 3:20 to go in overtime.
Well, Murray can make everything else. See how he do at the free throw line. Big free throws.
Hasn't had a free throw today. And like everything else, center cut. 22, four off a career high for Jalen Murray. He is cooking. BYU's down two in overtime. Two for two, 23 on the day, and BYU's down three. It's a 10-3 Ole Miss spurt spanning the end of the first half and the start of overtime. End of the second half and the start of overtime, pardon me. 3:05 to go, BYU down three. Richie Saunders cut off on a baseline drive and turns it over. Morrell drive and dunk. Oh, the dunk actually wasn't clean. It bounced off the rim.
Wow.
Up and in. It's a five-point lead, though, for Ole Miss, 83-78. 12-3. 12-3 Ole Miss run since BYU went up four with 2 minutes to go. Saunders drifts into a three that's short. Rebound, Ole Miss, tie up, will go to the Rebels. No, it's a save by Hall. And Dagny knocked down the three. It was tied up and Dallin yanked it away. And then Cannon scores from three to make it a two-point game. 83-81. Dallin Hall's made two massive defensive plays after halftime. He just yanked it away to keep the play alive. Murray scoop and score with the foul. Three-point play the other way. BYU needed a stop. Couldn't find it. 2:19 to go, 85-81. Rebels back up four. The catching's three coming off the Dallin Hall yank away. But at the other end, a drive and score by Murray, a three-point play chance. He cannot be stopped. The previous play was nearly a huge error from Matthew Morrell. He didn't cleanly finish the dunk. It bounced up, but settled off the rim and in. What a blunder that would have been for Ole Miss.
Yeah,
but like everything else, things are going the Rebels' way here in overtime.
And mostly it's Murray that's doing it. You've got to find some way to give some help because one-on-one, it's like Foose. He's unstoppable one-on-one.
It's a 15-6 Ole Miss run since BYU had that possession, that vital possession, up 75-71 late in the game. 86-81 as Murray makes the free throw. He's got 26, ties a career high. Saunders, left wing, straight away, Dallin Hall, angle left actually, Dallin Hall. 2 minutes to go, BYU's down five. Yegor for three to make it two. Nope, Foose gets a rebound. Foose gets fouled on his way up. He'll get two free throws. to make it a three-point game. Big three miss on the right side. The Cougs have a chance to get two out of the possession. Just not enough stops for BYU down the stretch, unfortunately. Free throw by Foose. Good. Traore, outstanding. 5 for 5 and 15 points on the day. 5 for 5 at the free throw line. This can make it a one-possession game. Still a ton of time. 157 here in the overtime. Ole Miss 86 and BYU 82. The Cougs are grinding this one, trying to hang in this one and find a way to come back in this one. Five Cougs in double figures, led by Deming 16 and Saunders 16, and now Fuse's 16. Makes them both. Fuseni Traore is a 90% free throw shooter this season. Today, he's 6 for 6. 86-83 Ole Miss. BYU trying to find some way to end this possession with a stop and no points. 145 to play. The Cougar killer, Jalen Murray, on the dribble, guarded by Saunders, left wing. Right side, Morrell. Morrell will drive past Deming to the cutter. Davis doesn't make it the rim, but he takes a hit on the way to the hoop. He'll get two free throws. Foose picks up the foul. Double bonus. Both teams been that way for a while. So in a one-possession game, Dre Davis, who missed his last two free throws that kept BYU hanging around in this game late in the first half, will shoot two more. He's missed four free throws on the day. He is 6 for 10 at the line. And these two more big, big free throws for Dre Davis, the 6'6", 215-pound senior from Indianapolis, a Seton Hall and Louisville transfer. Missed the last game due to an upper body injury. He plays and scores against BYU in overtime, makes the free throw that rattles home. That's 7 for 11 at the line for Davis, who has 15 on the night.
Fortuitous bounces for Ole Miss on the missed dunk that went, and now that free throw finds its way home.
87-83 Rebels.
That one does too.
Wow. Two free throws that
no business
bounce
going in.
And bounce and bounce off the rim and go in, and now BYU calls timeout in four court, down 5. Well, we will think back on the last 2 minutes of the first half where the game got away from BYU, a game that was in the Cougars' control. If you get points on the possession, you're up 6 or 7 with about a minute and a half to go in the game. Instead, a turnover in forecourt, and Ole Miss scored the other way, made it a two-point game. They did what they had to do to get it to overtime, and the turnover number is now 17 for BYU, and 23 points have been scored off those 17 turnovers, and BYU, if it loses, will lose on points off of turnovers. Ole Miss is plus 10 in that category today. That's your ball game.
And that's what they do. That's not a surprise for them. They lead the country in that turnover margin, and they've done it again against BYU, and it's going to cost BYU unless they can somehow find a way to get back in this game down 5 with a minute and a half. They've done it before, and they've got the guys to do it. Cannon just hit a big 3, and Yegor is a threat.
Less than 24 hours from now, BYU back on this floor. Having to go extra time today with Ole Miss. Can the Cougs find their way back in the final 90 seconds down 5? 88-83. Deming, forecourt, left side. Catchings. Now straight away, Yegor. He faked it. He steps back. He takes it and was fouled on the 3. No, I thought I heard a whistle. No whistle, just a miss on the 3. And now what do we have? Catchings fouls Murray, and now we'll see free throws the other way. I thought I heard a whistle, but I guess it wasn't one when Yegor missed that 3. It was going to be wide left, and it was. So Ole Miss now in great shape to finish this one off, leading it by 5 with 1:14 to play. Certainly plenty of time for BYU, but a number of things will have to go the Cougars' way that haven't to this point for the Cougs to have a shot in this one now. 88-83 with 1:14 to go. They need free throw misses. And how likely is Murray to be responsible for those? He's 3 for 3. At the line and 26 points. The next point he makes will give him a new collegiate career high. And there it is.
He'd never
scored 27 in a game until today. 27 for Jalen Murray with 17 coming after halftime.
And he's done it all. I mean, threes and taking it to the basket, little 10-footers. I mean, it's been unstoppable.
He's 19 for 19 at the free throw line, and now he's 20 for 20 on the year. He's 20 for 20 at the line, and it's now a 7-point lead for Ole Miss, equals the game-high lead for the Rebels. And BYU will need this to go for catchings. The three missed, the rebound to Padula, and they're forcing it now. Morrell in forecourt right side. Ole Miss should be in no hurry with a full shot clock. We got whistle a timeout in forecourt by Chris Beard. So the Cougs have this one late and let it slip away, unfortunately, it appears at this point. We're not done yet. There's still time, but Ole Miss has a seven-point lead and the ball with 58.5 to go and a shot clock at 22. So the Rebels would really have to foul this up to give BYU a crack, unfortunately.
I don't like these last two possessions. Obviously, you're down. You want to make a big shot, but they force threes and just take your time. There's still plenty of time. Get a good shot. Don't just throw it up there and concede the game. And right now, that's what they've done these last two possessions. They forced it. They panicked. And now Ole Miss in a great spot here. The BYU is going to have to rely on some mistakes and missed free throws and maybe a turnover to get back in this one.
In overtime, BYU 1-for-6, Ole Miss 3-for-4. BYU led 75-71. Since that time, it's a 19-8 Ole Miss run. Crunch time went to Ole Miss today. The veteran team with all the seniors ended up making the plays needed. Need to make about one or two more to finish this one off. Cougs need a minor miracle here. 58.5 to go. The ball's in with 7-point lead for Ole Miss, 90-83. And Padula's body checked by Mowat Mag on the baseline. Padula will get two free throws. Padula today is 3-for-4 at the line. He's made all three after halftime. 90-83.
That's too bad. I mean, it's not looking good for BYU here, and they had a great opportunity. Had a shot to win it. Husseini, a little 10-footer, bounced around. This did not go
to end regulation. Since that late turnover, almost nothing's gone BYU's way. In fact, since that late turnover, practically every play has been in favor of Ole Miss the rest of the way. 91-83, the game-high 8-point lead now as Padula makes the free throw. He's made four in a row, 12 points on the day. The final score may not indicate just how good BYU was today and how much of a chance they had to win this game, but they did. 92-83, Padula makes them both, and now BYU's down 9 with 50 seconds to go. Nell cycled around catchings to Yegor. Yegor, step back three, top of the key. Back rim, nope. A hit of Davis by Saunders and free throws the other way. Does Richie have blood soaking through his headband on the right side? Look at the right side of Richie's head.
It's definitely red.
Yeah,
it's gotta be, yeah.
He's bled through his headband. He got hit at some point, and he is the worse for wear. And now Ole Miss can make it a double-digit lead for the first time today with 42.2 to go in overtime. So an unfortunate end to a game that was trending positively for BYU, and the Cougars did rally to take that four-point lead late before it all went away. Really inspiring stuff, but it's going to go the other way today, it looks. Both free throws good by Davis. He missed two big free throws to keep BYU in the game, but he's made a ton when they've mattered. Davis, now 10 for 14 at the free throw line. Richie for three, in and out the other way. In an 11-point game, offensive rebound. Catching, stick back and score, 94-85. BYU with a 9. And the clock kept running, I think, after the make, or was a timeout called by someone there? I thought the clock kept running after the make. And they're going back to the monitor. I'm pretty sure time came off the clock. Yeah, 4 seconds came off when it should have stopped. Either way, 32.1 to go. And BYU down 9, 94-85. Padula into Morrell. Morrell fouled by Nell. And with a 9-point lead, the Rebels go back to the free throw line. It'll be BYU and NC State tomorrow in the early third place game. 12:30 Mountain Time pregame and a 1:30 tip in the first game of the day.
It's obviously not the result you want, but BYU battled, and they were in a chance to win, and this was a tough team, and they fought tooth and nail. Very physical game as the free throw is good. Going to come up short on this, but they played well, got to overtime against the top 25 team, and I'll have a chance to go do it again tomorrow, another opportunity.
Morrell 15 now, 5-for-5 at the free throw line. Got some good free throw shooters, Ole Miss does. 6-for-6 on the day, and a 16-point game makes an 11-point contest, 96-85. Ole Miss leading it. Dallin Hall for a three-pointer left corner. It's off the back rim. Dallin Hall, just one field goal on the day. Offensive rebound, stick back by Ketchings, no good. And now the shot clock is off with 14 seconds. BYU can let this thing bounce out. 96-85 should be your final score. Ole Miss will win it and take on Purdue in tomorrow's title game. BYU will play NC State for third place. 96-85, Rebels beat the Cougars on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
Let's get you back to the Utah Eye Center's courtside seats and rejoin the voice of the Cougars, Greg Wrubell.
Back here in San Diego, the Rady Children's Invitational, Lion Tree Arena. BYU falls to Ole Miss by a score of 96-85 in overtime. BYU on this day ends up losing in a game. They have five Cougs in double figures, catching 17, Demin 16, Saunders 16, Traore 16, Boscovich 10, 8 for Nell. Then you go down to 2 for Hall, playing and not scoring Kata, Boscovich, Baker, Mag, Stewart, and Crawford. BYU shoots 41% on the day, Ole Miss 48, BYU 32 from 3 to Ole Miss's 29. And both teams shot the free throws well. BYU 21 for 26, 81%, but the Rebels took 36 free throws and went 29 for 36 also, 81%. BYU gets out rebounded by 2. BYU falls in the second chance, BYU falls in the paint points category by 14 and points off of turnovers minus 10. The Cougs did have more second chance points on the day and outscored Ole Miss from the bench. Let's get to our Nu Skin data discovery of the game. It is brought to you by Nu Skin. Nu Skin, discover the best you. Nu Skin, your innovative beauty and wellness company that helps you look, feel, and live better. Mark, what do you see in the box score for a Nu Skin data discovery today?
Now, nothing too clever about this one. It's turnovers 17-9, and then points off turnovers 23-13. In a game like that, that's critical. You mentioned the big turnover late. BYU up 4 with the ball. Turn it over, and those kind of things haunt you, and they certainly did today.
All right, 96-85, Ole Miss is a winner over BYU. We'll come back to courtside with more postgame coverage, including player and coach interviews. Certainly Kevin Young will join us. We'll see about a player as we continue from San Diego. 96-85, Ole Miss defeats BYU. Ben Bagley kicks off Cougar Postgame Live after this on the Nu Skin BYU Sports Network.
Hey there, power-packing road trip.
This is Cougar Postgame Live on the Nu Skin BYU Sports Network. Cougar Postgame Live is brought to you by Big O Tires. Stop by your locally owned and operated Big O Tires, the team you trust. Cougar Postgame Live is also brought to you by Delta, official airline of the BYU men's basketball team. Here's your host, Ben Bagley.
Welcome into Cougar Postgame Live, presented by Big O Tires. Stop by your locally owned and operated Big O Tires, the team you trust. BYU falls in OT to 23rd ranked Ole Miss 96-85. The Cougars will face NC State tomorrow with a 1:30 tip. Pregame will begin at 12:30 right here on the Nu Skin BYU Sports Network. Checking some scores in the Big 12 basketball today on Thanksgiving. Later tonight, Arizona State plays New Mexico in the Shire Classic. Some finals from the conference. 24th, Arizona falls to Oklahoma, 82-77, an upset there. Louisville beats West Virginia in overtime, 79-70. And Santa Clara, old conference foe, beats new conference foe, TCU, 69-52. A couple of games from the top 25 of interest or that you want to keep aware of. Gonzaga, the third-ranked Gonzaga, beats 14th-ranked Indiana, 89-73. NC State falls to 13th-ranked Purdue, 71-61. That was the game prior to BYU at the Rady Children's Classic. We'll see NC State tomorrow as they take on the Cougars. Wake Forest falls to 18th-ranked Florida and 19th-ranked Arkansas. Upset by Illinois, 90-77. Quick look at the NFL scoreboard. Two of the Turkey Day triple-header games in the books. The Lions beat the Bears 23-20. And the Cowboys, now 5-7, their first home win of the season, 27-20, and it came on Thanksgiving Day. The Dolphins and Packers just underway, scoreless. Get that game just underway. After the break, we're going to get you back to San Diego with Greg and Mark. BYU falls 96-85 to Ole Miss. Happy Thanksgiving to all of Cougar Nation listening from wherever you are. from myself and the whole BYU Sports Network team. Don't forget, tonight, 7 o'clock, women's basketball faces Rice. You'll hear that here on the new skin BYU Sports Network. And I'll be back with you tomorrow at 12:30 for Cougar Pregame Live as BYU gets ready to face NC State. You'll hear it all right here on the new skin BYU Sports Network.
At Smith's.
Here's Greg Wrubell with more Big O Tires Cougar Post Game Live on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
BYU falls to Ole Miss 96-85 is our final score. Let's get to our post game honorees, starting with our Waystar Star of the Game, brought to you by Waystar, simplifying healthcare payments. Learn more at Waystar.com. We're going to go with BYU's leading scorer on this day, Cannon Catchings. Cannon with a career high tying 17 points, including 5 for 10 from deep. He added 4 rebounds. And played 32 minutes today. Cannon Catchings is the Waystar Star of the Game.
He came out on fire, made those first four, and it looked like it was going to be, you know, one of those nights for BYU. They could run away with it. Then he was good late. Sadly, he disappeared a little bit in the middle part of the game. But, man, when he was good, he was very, very good in this one.
All right, our Metal Mart Steel Man of the Game coming up after this on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
Here's Greg Wrubell with more Big O Tires Cougar Post Game Live on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
Quick wrap on Big O Tires Cougar Post Game Live because Coach Kevin Young is standing by. Ole Miss defeats BYU, final score at 96-85 in OT today here in San Diego. We have time to get you today's Palmer's Metal Mart Steel Man of the Game, brought to you by Palmer's Metal Mart, everyone's metal store for over 30 years. Proud sponsor of BYU basketball. Going with Foose off the bench today, 16 points, 6 rebounds, 3 assists, was 6 for 6 at the free throw line in 24 minutes of play. Foose was a man among men today. And he's the steel man of the game, Mark.
Yeah, he's playing at a really high level and doing a lot of great things for BYU. So keep it up, Foose, man. You're looking good, brother.
Coach Kevin Young next here on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
Time to hear from BYU head coach Kevin Young. This is the BYU Creamery Cougar Postgame Coaches Show. BYU Creamery, serving sweet memories for 75 years. The Cougar Postgame Coaches Show is also brought to you by Ryan Valuation, formerly Econ Partners, a national leader in business valuation. Learn more at ryanvaluation.com. Let's rejoin the voice of the Cougars, Greg Wrubell.
Back at Lion Tree Arena, San Diego, California, the Rady Children's Invitational. Greg Wrubell, Mark Durant, and the head coach of the Cougars, Kevin Young. BYU falls for the first time this year, 96-85, Ole Miss a winner in overtime. Coach Young, tough one today for you and the guys.
Yeah, it was. I mean, we knew it was going to be a physical, tough game coming into it. Well-coached team that gets after it. And so had a shot to win it there in regulation and then, you know, kind of ran out of gas down the stretch. But we got to flush it. We got a quick turnaround. But we'll digest this one, you know, in short order.
Good battle back from your guys, though, down 7 in the second half to take a lead. Did have a 4-point lead under 2 minutes to go. And then a turnover that ended up in 2 the other way kind of turned the tide for the moment. And Ole Miss did what it needed to do to get to overtime.
Yeah, no, they did. I mean, games – you know, we said one of the keys in the game was going to be the possession battle. You know, they ended up, plus 6 or 7, I think, on that. And, you know, that turnover you mentioned was probably the game. And so, you know, unfortunate. And we'll have to learn from it and move on.
It's a little difficult in these tournaments to kind of really learn from this game because you got another game tomorrow. How much time do you spend on today and fixing some things that maybe went wrong today? Or is it all about – let's get North Carolina State tomorrow, and maybe in the future we'll revisit tonight.
Yeah, I mean, I think there's a lot of similarities between Ole Miss and NC State, and so we'll be able to, you know, have some commonalities there. I mean, they're similar with how they play, and so mainly it'll be about NC State, but we'll weave in some things we could have done better in this game that hopefully kind of serve a dual purpose.
What's an encouraging thing you will take out of today as you move forward?
Just the experience. You know, I think the physicality, learning what that's like, learning when you got, you know, bigger, stronger athletes up underneath you and what that does to you, you know, speeds you up. We haven't really been a turnover team this year. so far. And the first time we faced a physical defense, you know, we turned it over 17 times. So we'll have to get better there. I thought our defense was poor. You know, they had 40-some-odd points in the paint. So we've got to do some things to correct that. But, you know, the season is a learning experience, and we'll have plenty to learn from this game.
You did a little better in the second half at lowering the points off of turnovers to turnover ratio, which was pretty high in the first half, but still they were at 23 and a plus 10 on that category, points off of turnovers today.
Yeah, and again, I mean, that's their identity. That's how they play. You know, I thought early I was disappointed in the first half with some of our turnovers because we had talked a lot about how they forced turnovers. I thought we fell into the trap, you know, early on in the first half, which was disappointing.
Coach, I thought Yegor and Allen both played really well in the second half. Ole Miss seemed to be doing some effective things in the first half to kind of keep them off their game a little bit. Were there adjustments made? Were you surprised maybe with what Ole Miss brought to those two guys?
No, wasn't surprised. I mean, I thought, if anything, we sort of got away from who we are, you know, in that kind of middle part of the, I should say early part of the second half where we got down and we kind of had to regroup our guys in the timeout and kind of get back to how we want to play. And so, you know, a lot of this too is Dallin and, you know, Yegor, you know, learning to play together. You know, this was the first game all year we had that particular starting lineup out there together. And so, you know, we're certainly a work in progress, and, you know, I look forward to seeing our guys' response tomorrow.
Yeah, a chance to get the split for the weekend and get a win over a good ACC team tomorrow.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, you got to have a short memory, and I know our guys will be ready to compete tomorrow, and hopefully we can walk out of here, as you said, with a split.
Well, Coach, happy Thanksgiving again to you and the crew. We'll see you back here tomorrow.
Thank you.
All right, that's Coach Kevin Young. Back to wrap things up from San Diego after this on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
How do you feel that test was?
You're listening to the BYU Creamery Cougar Postgame Coaches Show on the new skin, BYU Sports Network. Now, back to the voice of the Cougars, Greg Wrubell.
Closing out the BYU Creamery Cougar Postgame Coaches Show, Kevin Young has taken his leave, so we're going to wrap it up from here. BYU Creamery ice cream is delivered right to your door. Order today at creamery.byu.edu, serving sweet memories for 75 years. Greg and Mark here with you. Ole Miss finishes the game on a 25-10 run and coming back late to defeat BYU in overtime. Final score is 96-85. Let's get to our Ryan Valuation valuable stat of the game. It's brought to you by Ryan Valuation. BYU's accounting program is nationally ranked, so it's no surprise one of the nation's top business valuation firms is run by diehard BYU fans. Do you need a valuation for your business? Go to ryanvaluation.com. And Coach alluded to it, but the paint points number was a big one for Ole Miss today. 40 points in the paint. BYU was outscored in the paint by 14, 40-26. So we're going to go with that paint edge as the valuable stat of the game, valuable in Ole Miss's favor. And a lot of the paint points were coming not from a big man, but from one of the smallest guys on the floor in Jalen Murray. 5'11", 165, found a way to get to the hoop today pretty regularly. And then when he got hit, made all of his free throws. Kudos to Ole Miss, 29-36, when any number of free throw misses could have really doomed their chances late in the game in an overtime, and they made them when they counted, 81% there. BYU was the equal, though, and the free throw number ticking up for BYU. Now, that's a good trend. 21-26 was BYU, but again, the Rebels shot 10 more free throws in winning today's game in overtime.
Yeah, you tell me BYU goes 21-26 from the free throw line and makes 12 threes to their opponent just making five.
Yeah.
I'm thinking, okay, I'll take that. And that almost was enough. Obviously got away from BYU in the overtime. But I thought Foos, to talk about free throw shooting 6-for-6, Foos continues to really be having a special year right now. And I think other guys are playing well, but they need to have a more of a consistent effort across the whole game. You know, you have a spurt from one guy, and then he disappears for a little while. So there's some consistency issues. And but, you know, I thought BYU – I'm just really mad because I was sure BYU was going to go undefeated this year, Greg. I mean, I was positive that they were going to do that. Now, obviously, they're going to lose games. They lost this one. This is kind of a Big 12-type team, that, and it's they're in the game, and you're going to have to make plays at the end to win. They didn't do it today, but maybe learn from it. But this is –
this is kind of going to be your life for from January to March. And so you got to get used to playing these games. Sometimes you'll lose them. Sometimes you'll win them. And this was one of those games, and they'll have another one tomorrow, a chance to get a win.
All right, so it gets away from BYU late, and Ole Miss goes to 6-0, while BYU drops to 5-1. Next up, NC State tomorrow. 12:30 Mountain Time pregame and a 1:30 Mountain Time tip in the third-place game at the Rady Children's Invitational. BYU and NC State in a rematch from a game played last year in Las Vegas, another neutral floor situation. BYU won that one. We'll see if the Cougs can turn two tomorrow. All right, our thanks to all of you for joining us today from Lion Tree Arena in San Diego, California, site of the Rady Children's Invitational. We'll be back with you tomorrow for the third-place game. So we thank the crew back at BYU Radio, Ben Bagley, our studio host, coordinating producer Terry South, control board operators and editors James Finlayson and Kaylee Radford, and our BYU Radio engineer Barry Squires. Appreciation goes out to BYU Basketball Communications Director Tyson Jex, to his counterpart from Ole Miss, Mr. Mike Swartz. We appreciate their help in getting us our pregame interviews with Kevin Young and Chris Beard. And Coach Young, of course, joined us postgame as well. So for all those folks and for my color commentary colleague, Mr. Mark Durant, my name is Greg Grubel. Thanking you for tuning in. Final score in overtime is Ole Miss 96 and BYU 85. Happy Thanksgiving, Cougar Nation. Greg Grubel saying, in the meantime and in between time, this has been BYU Basketball on the new skin, BYU Sports Network. Good night and so long from San Diego.
You've been listening to BYU Basketball on the new skin, BYU Sports Network. Coverage of today's game has been brought to you by All Pro Capital, Real Estate Investments, by Big O Tires. Stop by your locally owned and operated Big O Tires, the team you trust. Brought to you by Ken Garf, We Hear You, and by Smith's Food and Drug, proud partner of BYU Athletics. BYU Basketball is a production of BYU Athletics in association with BYU Broadcasting. Special thanks to BYU President Shane Reese, Vice President Keith Borkink, Athletic Director Tom Holmo, and Associate Athletic Director of Corporate Sponsorships, Casey Stauffer. BYU Basketball is an exclusive presentation of the new skin, BYU Sports Network.